about.
Excuse me. I would like to speak first.
I think you just did.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
And the N-word used to be fashionable, or it used to be socially acceptable. But now, we refer to that word as the N-word. And I had never heard of the M word. Now, the M word refers to a group of people, the little people. I have found that the use of the midget, the use of the M word is no longer socially acceptable.
I actually had one come up to me after a show one time and say that when you call a dwarf a midget, it's the exact same as calling a black person the N-word. And to that, I said, midget, please.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
That's a toss-up.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one.
Riveting radio.
Just like the other one.
Not so funny when it's your mom,
this
is it?
This one seems to be about to quit.
Assholes.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Is that a word?
It is now.
Roll another one.
What did you do?
Just like the other one.
I find that offensive.
This one seems to be about to end.
Screw all the haters and what they say.
And I don't have another cent.
But, no. Yes.
But don't
that's how we do.
Just pass it around.
You know.
But don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Well, good luck with that.
But just pass it on down.
And now.
Well, the new girl's annoying.
Our feature presentation.
That's for damn sure.
Oh, my God, it's raining!
Was the last song we played before we came on really No Rain by Blind Melon?
Oh.
Was that what we were
head?
Coming
no.
out of?
No,
shaking her head.
Green Day.
That was Green Day. That was Green Day. Okay, I already heard the Green last Day, like yeah. 5 seconds of it. I thought, are we playing No Rain? Because that would be bizarre.
Right? Oh, my God, it's raining!
So how did you guys survive last night and today? Is everybody okay?
Yeah, it's not raining that much. Just a little bit.
Dude, steady showers is what I saw in the news, and it looked like a panic situation.
Well, I left at 3.
You left at 3?
Yeah.
I hope so. You should have just stayed over. Should have just slept in the office, Allie. Yeah.
Well, I got here at 3:10, but I did sleep here, so it was fine. We're good.
I was watching some of the news, and I know it's a cliche to say that Southern Californians perhaps, especially the news, perhaps overreact to the weather.
Oh, my but it's, God, it's raining!
It's pretty hilarious stuff. Allie, you worked on the news for 14 years in Los Angeles, right?
Well, 6 years, yeah, but it's a whole different ballgame here than you anywhere saw your, else in the country.
You saw your fair share of Man on the Street interviews. How are you coping with the rain? Were you prepared? Did you expect it? What are you going to do? You saw a lot of that, right?
Team coverage, going to people in 5 different cities spread out, each one saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
If your windshield wipers are on, that means your headlights need to be. Just a reminder from the CHP. Thank you. We got it.
Sure was a lot of footage on the news Sweet yesterday spirits. Of people running through parking lots to get to their car because there were showers.
It's insane.
It was hilarious, though. It's really funny.
But Bean.
Oh, my God. It's raining.
It is raining. I forgot it was raining. Okay. Anyway, I'm glad everybody's okay. Hey, quick story to get us started before we talk about today's all-new Kevin and Bean show. And I want to hear from a pilot. Maybe you could email me, please, at bean@krock.com and answer this question for me. Or maybe you guys know. Do you need 2 pilots to fly and land a commercial jet in 2015.
I always assumed it was a backup.
Yeah.
Me too. There's a pilot, and then if something goes wrong with a pilot, there's a co-pilot. But it's it is a one-man job. Isn't 98% of flying now automated?
I think
so. You have very little to do except for takeoff
and
land.
I think the co-pilot is there if the pilot wants to join the Mile High Club.
Right, exactly. Huh. Or eat, or pee, or sleep.
That.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's a story in the news that happened in India. This is a Jet Airways flight going from Bangkok to Delhi. And they had, the pilot was overwhelmed by what is described in the article as an undisclosed illness. But, what's funny?
That means that he's got.
Got the runs?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you think so? Okay.
Yeah, I think that's spray art. That's called spray art.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he was at least sick enough to be unable to fly. So the co-pilot comes on the overhead announcements and says, is there a doctor on the plane? And there was. There was a doctor on the plane who was able to treat. It doesn't give any details on the treatment because they won't talk about what's wrong with him. But the doctor was with the pilot. And then announcement number two is, oh, by the way, can anybody fly this plane? Is there a pilot on the plane? So he was a co-pilot. Samir Malhotra was the co-pilot, but he declared an emergency and asked the passengers if there was a pilot on the plane. And in fact, there was. There was another pilot on the plane who went into the cockpit, helped him complete the remainder of the trip, and they safely landed at the Indira Gandhi International Airport. Here's the report. The first officer took over as commander and declared an emergency as per company and regulatory requirements. The captain was being looked after by a doctor that was traveling as a passenger on board the flight. The first officer was then assisted by another pilot who was a passenger on the flight from Bangkok to Delhi. And I'm fascinated by this and curious to know why you need a co-pilot if you're the co-pilot and you're, you know, especially in the last couple of hours of a flight, it seems like you'd be able to do that by yourself, right?
I don't want to hear that announcement ever.
Yeah, and if you're on a plane and you hear, is there a pilot? Oh. That's a joke, right?
This happened, by the way. This article notes that it happened in the United States back in June on a flight from Des Moines to Denver when a captain suffered a heart attack. And the co-pilot went on and said, does anyone know how to fly a plane? Oh, I take it back. The flight attendant made that announcement. Does anyone know how to fly a plane?
And somebody shouted, how about the co-pilot?
There was a passenger who was an Air Force captain on that flight, and he slid into the cockpit and helped the first officer make an emergency landing in Omaha. Why does it need to be an emergency landing if you've got a pilot in both of these stories? I'm so flummoxed by this.
Yeah, that doesn't bode well for co-pilots. We have no faith in you.
What's happening?
Right. We were led to believe that the co-pilot is an appropriate backup. He can do everything the captain can do. Same training and everything, ready to go, right?
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
So that's we gotta get Skynet up and running so we don't need people in the cockpits at all, I guess, is where we need to go.
The takeaway.
Really? Okay.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Thanks. Listen, I just want to say for the record, I think this is a horrible idea.
What if I were to tell you we're going to talk to the creator of a new app called CardBlock?
I might be interested in hearing that.
And CardBlock is an app that will block all Kardashian news from getting to you.
Okay.
Any of the social media, any text, any news alerts, anything. Huh. You can actually block them out of your life.
They're sure hard to avoid. I mean, I don't go looking for Kardashian news, but it sure finds me. So maybe this is a good app for me.
It's come up with by, never mind. Guy's name is James Shamsi. Okay. What'd you guess that is? S-H-A-M-S-I? Shamsi?
Yeah.
Also on the program today, we have a brand new internet roundup. We have the movie beat because it's Friday. Just after 6, in about a half hour, we have tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta.
But they're sucky seats. They're like the back row, right?
They're in the front row.
So much better.
Yes. Just after 6 a.m. But you're going to have to earn them, and it's going to hurt. I'll tell you that. Just tell you that right up front. And we've got a live music today. Brandon Flowers will be here.
Yay!
Lead singer of The Killers. He's got another solo album out. He will be here. He will be performing live. Very excited.
Allie, can you behave yourself?
I will try.
Because he's pretty dreamy.
He is dreamy and talented. It's a 1-2 punch.
Yeah, I think I can answer for her. No, she can't.
Okay.
So we need to put someone on her. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat. That is next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
We heard from a pilot named Steven sending an answer to our question about whether you need two people to land a plane. Yes, you do need two pilots to fly a plane for both takeoff and landing, he says. Without getting too technical, too much for one person to do. One person is in charge for physically landing the plane. The other is in charge for making sure everything is ready to make the plane land safely, both in the air and once it is touched down. Sorry for the short response. I'm driving and texting in the rain.
Oh, good. Nice work, pilot.
That's from Steven, a pilot. So that's why when, if you weren't with us, that's why when the pilot goes down, the co-pilot takes over, he still wants somebody in the other chair to help him fly the plane. Which just seems, I don't know, that's a surprise to me.
Yeah, if there isn't one, does he just keep flying around?
Forever.
That's a good question.
Never lands. He can't land
until somebody learns how to fly a plane.
Yeah. Yep.
Somebody has to take a correspondence course from their seat. Exactly. All right, 5:54, Friday morning. Ralph Garman, how'd you do getting in with the steady showers this morning? Are you okay?
Right, everyone relax. It's not even
But it's raining.
Raining.
There's
not even raining.
Oh, my God!
But it is
raining.
It's not even raining. Places, not okay. Where you are. It's in a lot of places, though. There's actual raindrops.
Or it might not be raining where you are, but it's raining someplace around here.
Okay. Oh, my God, it's raining!
Yeah. Just be careful, because that's water. That will burn your skin if
We're
it touches
good.
You.
That's just
good.
You, Bean.
Everybody's happy. Everybody's good. Everybody's smiling. Everybody's okay.
Boy, God, this weather, I swear. Drive
right?
carefully.
Right.
When you go through those puddles, pump your brakes a little after you go out of the puddle. Kind of keep them together.
Okay.
Big Mother's Day plans this weekend, everybody? Big Mother's Day plans?
Plans, yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Hey, what are you doing? Hey.
Going out for brunch.
Hey, what are you doing?
Why?
Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Important day. Everyone celebrate. Everyone be good to your mother. It's the only one you'll ever have. You know the very first Mother's Day? Celebrated in 1908.
I was not aware of
you
that.
You know what city it was invented in?
Philadelphia.
You're goddamn right,
Philadelphia. That's the only reason you would bring it
up. You're goddamn right, Philadelphia. So you're welcome, world. We gave you
Good
something
job,
again.
World.
Big deal. Big deal in Philadelphia. Sure. All right. This app you've been talking about, this dash block.
Card block.
Does it work for Jenners, too?
That's what we were wondering.
I don't know. We'll have to ask him.
It better goddamn work for Jenners. Because this Kylie, I've had an ass full of this Kylie and Tyga. Tyga. Rare. I'm Tyga. Rare. This douchebag. He's at 25, and he's dating this Kylie Jenner, this 17-year-old Kylie Jenner with the fake lips.
Oh, I haven't done anything. My lips are the same my boys had. My lips used to be like this. I don't know like this. But I didn't do anything.
So, he's starting to go around just telling people outright, yeah, that's right, yeah. We're knocking boots. We're banging. She's 17, by the way. Rape laws!
Is that legal?
No. Turns out it's not legal. That would be statutory rape.
Even if the boyfriend is within 3 years of the age of the girl?
Let me do this one more time for you. Okay. Stephen Hawking, you can do the math.
Okay.
He's 25.
Oh, he's 25.
She's 17.
Dasha, that's illegal then.
Yeah. And he doesn't seem to care. And here's his reasoning behind it. Here, oh, this is sweet. She's more mature than most adults, says Tyga. And wait for it. She's a millionaire with her own company.
What?
That's true. She did build that company from the ground up.
She sure did.
She did. Wait a minute. What?
What?
What? What? She's on a reality show.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing as... That's not starting your new electric car business in Kentucky.
She built a company.
Out of an old farmhouse.
Is what I heard.
She didn't build anything. She's 17. The only thing she builds up is the tissue in her lips.
Yeah, she was born into it.
So, everyone's waiting for the other shoe to drop, and hopefully he'll get busted for statutory rape. That's the best we can hope for in this family.
Wow.
More arrests. Meanwhile, Kim Kardashian's book tour was crashed by anti-fur protesters. You haven't seen the video or not of the New York City Barnes & Noble. It's spectacular. They line up to get her to sign her book, Selfish, which is a book of 428 pages of her own selfies. And then when they get to the front of the line, they start screaming, "You're the most disgusting human being on the planet. Animals are skinned alive for your fantasy." And scream about her wearing fur in the book. And then they are pulled away by security. And then the people behind those people start screaming the same things.
What?
It goes on for a while. Yeah, it's pretty fun. It's pretty fun.
She handled it well, I'll tell you that.
Well, she doesn't...
She just had that blank stare on her face and ignored them.
That's the way she handles her life.
Yeah.
She's got one default mode.
She built a company from the ground up.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. By the way, I love this. This is kind of ironic, and it's pretty spectacular. There's a sign posted, and security is posted as well at these events during Kim's book tour that will not allow anyone taking selfies.
It's ironic.
When they meet Kim Kardashian. As she sells her book of selfies to you for
$25. And don't
you bet
that's because she has no control over that image.
Right.
She wants to make sure she doesn't look bad.
Exactly, Bean.
Because you never see a selfie of her from an unflattering angle, that's for sure.
And you have crystallized our thoughts perfectly. We were talking yesterday about the Adam Levine of Maroon 5 and how he got pummeled with powdered sugar outside Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Right.
Someone threw a bag of white sugar all over his face. Now, it was ironic, we thought at the time, and coincidental that he was there to perform Maroon 5's hit single called Sugar, and he was doused with powdered sugar. And we said, what could the motivation be? Is it some fur activism? Is it some sort of angry person? Turns out, no, there's a method to the madness of this lunatic who did it.
Is that right?
He's a prankster, you see. Just the other day, and I'm not kidding, he was also arrested by the LAPD when he threw something at Dwayne The Rock Johnson for his Kimmel appearance.
No.
So he just sits outside of Kimmel?
You know what he threw at Dwayne Johnson?
No.
Rocks?
A rock. So apparently this guy, he's like a supervillain. He's like a Batman villain. He's got a theme.
He's got a very good villain.
He's got a modus operandi.
He threw sugar on a guy.
I might have my first supervillain. I might have to don cape and cowl and take on this guy. Because he waits outside Kimmel and then he throws things at celebrities that are appropriate to their career and or name. He threw a rock at The Rock. He threw sugar at the guy who sings Sugar.
So do you think he just sits around going, all right, Don Lemon outside of CNN. I'm going to run down there and throw lemons at him. I mean, he's just looking for like any connection he can make.
You seem to know a little bit too much about this villain, Bean. Where were you the other day when Adam Levine was doused with sugar?
Wouldn't that be awesome?
They arrested this guy after the rock thing, so they know who he is.
Or did they? Or was it one of your minions, supervillain?
Oh, I see.
Sent there to take the fall.
That'd be sweet.
So you can work on your bigger plan.
Which is?
Throwing kale at Kaylee Cuoco.
Jeez.
Or something like that. Maybe that's not
the ultimate
plan.
Goal.
Maybe that's not the ultimate plan, but it's a good plan. Today's celebrity birthdays. Drummer of a little band I like to call Van Halen. Drummer Alex Van Halen. 62 years old today. Singer Enrique Iglesias is 40. His mole is 6. I think he had the mole removed, didn't he? Did he have the mole?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. I don't know. Rest
and
in peace,
is he still,
mole.
Not on mole he's still watch. With Anna Kournikova, I want to say, right? I think that's his longtime steady girlfriend.
Okay. Adrian Gonzalez of the LA Dodgers. He is 33 years old. Ellis Gable, Walter O'Brien on Scorpion. He is 32 years old. And Stephen Amell.
Oh, the arrow.
Heir to the demon.
Yeah.
Not the arrow anymore.
Ross.
He's not even Ross.
Is it Ross or Ra's?
Ross? They say it both ways on their own damn
show. Why do
they
do that?
They say it both ways. They say Ra's al Ghul. They say Ra's al Ghul. You don't know, man.
I don't. I'm trying to figure it out.
But he's heir to the demon.
He is.
Soon to be son of the demon when he marries Nyssa.
Such a good show.
Allie, do you feel as left out as I do right now?
I have no idea what words are coming out of my mouth.
The Alpha and the Omega now has just killed Diggle and everybody else.
Come on, Diggle?
Yeah,
Diggle. You're
Diggle's,
making it
Diggle
out
went
now.
Down.
His best friend Diggle. He's not making that up. Diggle.
Black Canary.
Stop it.
Malcolm Merlin.
Nope.
Yep. They're all down for the count, Allie. You don't know.
I don't. Neither do you. And then his friend Jiggle.
You're not Nanda Parbat. You don't know.
What?
Stephen Amell is 34 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. We have tickets to the front row for the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta. You're going to have to earn them by listening to Omar sing.
Oh, this is the most painful thing that is ever on our show. And we apologize in advance for what's about to happen at 6 o'clock in the freaking morning. But we do need you to listen to Omar sing. We'll play Omaroki. You want to call and try to win your way into the front row for the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2015. Now's the time to do it. 1-800-520-1067. You'll play the game next. Good luck from K-Rock. We're getting ready to give away some front row tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast. Thank you, Omar. Let me just say this.
Wow.
Omar,
yeah,
friend of the show, been working with us for many, many years now, is a great DJ.
Oh, thanks,
all right? Let me just say that up front. Omar is a great DJ.
DJ Omar.
And I'm an even better singer, guys.
No. Let me get there. He's the guy you want to play your party, okay? He's the guy you want to go to djomarcon.com or just email him at omarkira.com and have him play whatever you've got coming up, okay? Because he'll do a phenomenal job as long as he doesn't sing. Now, that's what we're getting into now. Is Omar as a singer? Maybe not so much. Am I right, Kevin?
Well, I would say very much so, yeah. This is going to be painful.
What are you guys talking about?
But did Beer Mug just call it an ear rape off air?
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
okay, that's about what it is. So the way the game is played is that Omar is going to be singing a song from one of the bands, one of the songs that will be played at the K-Rock Weenie Roast DPS to 2015, a week from tomorrow. All you have to do is identify after listening to him sing a verse or so, title and artist of that song. You go into the drawing to win your tickets. It's a game we like to call Omar.
As a singer, Omar's really lame. So we wish you luck, because he sucks. If you guess, you win the game.
Well, you don't win the game, but you get put into a draw. Yes. Close enough.
All right. Let's try this. We put it off as long as we can. Who's our first contestant?
First up is Steve from Azusa. Hi, Steve.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Welcome to Omar Rookie. I'm sorry about this.
And these are tickets in the front row, right?
Yep.
Would you say it's front row Friday?
I mean, yeah, I guess
it's front row Friday.
We wouldn't say it with that much glee, but
come on.
All right, Steve, Omar's going to sing a verse from a song. Title and artist, please. Good luck.
All right.
Far away, this ship has taken me far away, far away from the memories of the people who care if I live or die.
Is that Muse Starlight?
That is Muse Starlight, yes.
Boom. To see this in person is magic. You...
Sorry for that, Allie. If you have to go change your panties, I understand.
Whoa, take it easy.
Wow. Listen.
All right, Steve's in the drawing. Who's our next contestant?
Next up is Matt from Brea. Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to Omaroki. Good luck.
Thank you.
Run fast for your mother, run fast for your father, run fast for your children, your sister and your brothers. Leave all your love and your longing behind. You can't carry it with you if you want to survive.
Oh, have you heard the song?
Have you heard that song?
Oh, yeah, totally. I rocked that.
Matt, what do you think? Title and artist, the clue is it's a song from one of the bands at K-Rock Weenie Rose, so that narrows it down for you.
Here's another clue. That didn't sound anything like the song.
Yeah,
but
I know.
The words were the same.
Again.
Just guess something.
Florence and the Machine.
Yes. That's correct so far.
Yeah.
And it's a song we probably play on K-Rock.
Hold on. I'm typing into Google.
Oh, God.
Yes. Come on.
We were looking for Dog Days Are Over.
No. You don't get to sing along and act like that's what you did.
Like she doesn't have autotune in her voice.
Let's go to Miguel in Lake Elsinore. Hi there.
Good morning.
Hey, it's Front Row Friday, guys.
Yes, it's Front Row Friday. Who knew?
All right, Miguel, here's Omar Rookie.
We were victims of the night. The chemical, physical kryptonite. Helpless to the base and the fading light. Oh, we were bound to get together. Bound to get together.
God, I'm looking at the answer, and it makes no sense to me that that's the song he claims to be singing. Miguel?
Shoot. It's going to be...
No guess?
We
can't wait all day for that. That's
true.
Let's walk the moon, shut up, and dance.
We were victims of the night. Oh, yeah.
Hey,
I need to hire a backing band.
Yeah, you do. And then you need
to... I'll show you guys.
And then you need to lower your microphone in the mix.
Right.
Let's go to George.
And then take it into another room.
George in Anaheim. Hi.
Good morning, guys. Happy Front Row Friday.
Yeah, thank you. Front Row Friday.
So, George, Steve got in the drawing and then two in a row missed it. How have you been doing as you've been listening on hold?
I'm 3 for 3, not bad, Omar.
Yes, all right. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
All right. Let's see how you do it's always tougher when it's actually the one you're listening to on the air, but good luck.
I just wanna know if you're gonna stay. I just gotta know. I can't have it any other way. I swear she's destined for the screen.
Okay, that's plenty. Yeah.
Thank you, Omar. Thank
closest
you.
Thing to
is that the first,
Piper
okay, Omar. Is
that you've ever seen.
Is that the first time that the contestant has sung along with Omar?
I believe so. Yeah. So, George, it sounds like you know it.
Is it Vance Joy Riptide?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Riptide.
Thank you. Nicely done.
Front Row Friday, everyone.
It is Front Row Friday.
I maybe have one more left to me. How about you guys? Maybe one more.
I mean, I was hoping that would end it, but let's go to Jerry.
Okay, that could be it.
Let's go to Jerry in Monterey Park. Hello, Jerry.
Hello. Hello, morning, guys.
All right. You ready for your song?
Sorry if we woke you.
Yeah. I think Jerry might be drunk.
Are you drunk?
No.
No, okay.
Okay. Hey, it's Front Row Friday, guys.
Yes, we know that.
Here you go.
Sing. Monkey.
You and me have seen everything to see, from Bangkok to Calgary, and the soles of your shoes are all worn down. The time for sleep is now.
Sure
it's
is.
Nothing to cry about, 'cause we'll hold each other soon.
Okay.
In the blackest of rooms.
That's fine. Okay, Jerry.
Soft, sensitive DJ Omar Khan.
That was pretty sweet,
I have
by the way.
No idea, guys.
Oh, you don't have any idea?
Oh, sorry. Well, that was Death Cab for Cutie. I will follow you into the dark.
Seen everything. It sounds just like that.
It doesn't sound
it just
nothing.
Like that.
Anything.
Oh,
nothing
like
that.
You know, if any of these people get sick, I do it for free.
You just step in.
Hire him to a DJ your party at DJOmarKhan.com or win tickets in the front row if you are Steve or George. Only one can be there a week from Saturday. What's the answer here, Allie?
Okay. The answer is George.
George.
Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations, George. Front row.
Front row Friday.
It's Front Row Friday.
Oh, Maroki, that's our game, and how much fun we had. Now you know that I didn't lie when I told you he was pretty bad.
Excited to catch up with Brandon, and he's going to be performing live for us too next hour, so that will be fun. Look, I know that it's raining in some places in Southern California, but if you are brave enough to leave your house, it might be worth it because it's Friday. That means there are new movies in theaters. Here's Ralph Garmer with the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Yeah, these are some brave films who looked at the slate, looked at the calendar and said, second weekend of Age of Ultron? Yes, that's the weekend we're going to release our film. By then, no one will have any interest in the Avengers. It'll be all us. We'll sit back here and just reap in all the money from the D-Train.
It may have been ill-advised. Let's take a look at some of the films that are coming out this weekend. Starting with, this is going to sound crazy, but of all the films opening this weekend, this is the one I'm most excited about.
Okay.
And Kevin will mock, but for those of us who have hearts, and brains for that matter.
How dare you.
You will realize that Sesame Street's Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch have been a part of our lives since 1969. These are two of the most iconic characters in television history.
You are all going to die tonight.
And one man has been behind them since their inception in the late 60s. His name is Carol Spinney. He is 78 years old, and he still performs as both Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch on Sesame Street. Think of how much joy this one man has brought to children for decades. And now finally we get to learn more about Carol Spinney in a documentary called I Am Big Bird, The Carol Spinney Story. It's a documentary in limited release. You may have to work a little bit harder to find it in theaters this weekend, but I'm sure it'll be on cable or available on a DVD or for download soon. But by all accounts, it's a great story about a great guy. Here are some clips from the trailer of The Carol Spinney Story.
Oh, hello.
My name is Carol Spinney.
Big Bird and Oscar are two of the most famous characters on planet Earth.
Here I am.
Yet Carol, people don't know who he is.
How'd you get that job?
Jim Henson saw me performing.
But I was worried about doing good puppetry. I said, I'm not good enough to be a puppeteer.
People have asked me, don't you want to retire?
Thank you, everybody.
And I can't imagine wanting to retire.
Come on.
Sounds like a child molester.
Oh. God damn you to hell. There's a special place in hell for you. Bastard.
You're joking about that being good, though, right?
Why would that? Why be joking about that?
I'm just checking.
What about that seems bad to you?
Sounds bad.
What about it seems bad to you?
The whole thing where they talk to the guy who's Big Bird.
Really? That's what you got? Mm-hmm. The whole thing?
Yeah.
You're a miracle.
But at least it's hard to find.
You're a miracle.
So it's got that going for it.
Also in limited release is Maggie. This is for Kevin. Loud! Arnold Schwarzenegger is loud father. Zombie loud crack. hurts. It's about a teenage girl in the Midwest who becomes infected by an outbreak of a disease that slowly turns the infected into zombies. Oh, yay, get to see zombies. This is a fresh concept that we all are enjoying now. Her father stays by her side in this film. Good. Let's give Arnold Schwarzenegger an important emotional role to play. The father of a daughter who's slowly becoming a zombie. Abigail Breslin co-stars. Jolie Richardson. It's called Maggie. Here is Arnold finding his daughter collapsed on the floor and tries to revive her because he's concerned about her health.
I feel like that was sex with the maid.
I have heard, Ralph, have you, that this is a little bit more of a quiet and thoughtful performance than we've ever seen from Arnold Schwarzenegger before?
Well, that's what you want. That's what you want from Schwarzenegger, is you want quiet, thoughtful, emotional performances, because that's his strong suit, really. You want to keep... Oh, come on. Look, can we just stop?
So no on Maggie.
Come on. Really? Do you want a thoughtful performance from Arnold Schwarzenegger in a movie about zombies? What's the most played-out genre in entertainment?
Well, there's a lot of zombie entertainment
out
there. I agree with that. Yeah, I do.
But it's been missing Arnold up until now.
D-Train. The D-Train opens up this weekend in wide release. Jack Black is the head of his high school reunion committee, and he's trying to get everyone to attend. So the best way he can think of that is to go back and get the most popular guy from his graduating class, who's now a big Hollywood movie star. If he can land James Marsden and have him come to the high school reunion, it is guaranteed to be a success. So Jack Black takes upon himself to go to L.A. and bring James Marsden back. Comedy ensues, including apparently a B-plot storyline, which involves a one-night stand between the two men because James Marsden is bisexual.
Okay.
So you get all that. You get the D-Train, and I guess they put the D in D-Train in this particular film. Here's Jack Black telling his reunion committee his idea to get everyone to come back.
D-Fresh has an idea.
Who's D-Fresh?
It's me, Jerry Focus. I have an idea. It's going to take this thing to the next level and get every single person from our class to RSVP. Yes.
How?
Tash, bring up the reunion Facebook page for me, please.
Hmm? Is that Oliver Lawless?
Yes. Ocean, I can
yes.
keep that safe.
It's Oliver Lawless. It's a big Hollywood actor now. We get Lawless to come, the whole class will follow. It's like one of those bull charity events. They bring out the celebrities. If Dave Schwimmer goes, everyone goes.
If Dave Schwimmer goes, everyone goes.
Right. I like both of those lead actors, but I don't know.
I do too. I like Jack Black a lot.
Hello.
It's on, yeah.
Catherine Hahn plays his wife. I love her.
Yeah, I love her too.
Jeffrey Tambor's in the movie.
Love him.
Come on.
No.
Give the DJ train a chance. And then lastly, the big movie of the weekend, Hot Pursuit. Witherspoon. Vergara. Hot Pursuit. That's how they're selling it on
yeah.
billboards. They're using their last names. What's going on?
But I think they're kind of, aren't they parodying that they're a cop movie, basically,
oh, are
is
they?
What they're doing?
Are they marketing director?
Well,
you don't know, man. Reese Witherspoon, see, she's uptight. She's a by-the-book cop.
This has never been done before.
She is straight-laced, whereas Sofia Vergara, she's crazy.
She doesn't play by her own rules,
she's
does she?
She's wild.
Oh.
She is the crazy wife of a drug lord, and they are put together by a series of really ridiculous circumstances. And they have to travel together, and they then... learned a little something about each other. And I think they appreciate each other a little bit more by the end of the whole thing.
Why are you talking so high?
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's a hot pursuit is what's going on between these two ladies. And I think they could be friends. I'm hoping by the end of the project, we'll see some sort of friendship blossom between these two. What do you think?
It doesn't look like it now, but it may happen.
Here's Sofia Vergara convincing Jim Gaffigan that she and Reese Witherspoon are actually lesbian lovers. That's one of the charades.
I'm calling the cops.
No, this is outrageous.
No.
This is Rachel profiling. I can't be a lesbian because she's so unattractive and talks like some tiny little robot.
Well, let me tell you something. She's my tiny little weird robot. And I love her.
What are you doing?
Wait, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm trying to show him that I love him.
What are you doing?
Distracting him so he won't call the cops.
Yeah, I need to report two suspicious women on my property.
It's not working!
60!
Okay.
You are all going to die tonight.
People could go see that if they wanted, right?
They sure. Absolutely can. That will be okay. In theaters. That will be projected onto
that got made.
A large screen. Mm-hmm. And Reese Witherspoon sounds like she doesn't want to engage in lesbian behavior at all.
Neither does Vergara, but she's doing it for a purpose.
She at least can pull off the charade. I hope these two have more success in their adventures forthcoming.
Here's what
Let
you
us
do.
Know how it is, Kevin.
You ignore all of these movies and you go see Ex Machina. That's the one you see this weekend. That's a good movie. It's been out for a while, about 3 weeks. Strong.
Or you can go see Age of Ultron if you haven't seen that yet.
Sure.
Or you can find out who's inside the Big Bird costume. Come on. Big Bird, right? Who's with me? Big Bird.
I am.
Hi, Mr. Hooper. Big Bird. Oscar the
Nobody's
Grouch.
Nobody's buying that bullshit.
Oscar the Grouch.
He did a Reddit AMA yesterday. It was lovely.
See? From the words of Ally McKay.
You want that?
Oh, well.
You want her in your corner with that?
I
got to
take what I can get.
All right.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's movie beat.
One of our very favorite K-Rock bands is The Killers. Their lead singer, Brandon Flowers, joins us in studio in about 15 minutes from right now. Talk all about his new record that's coming out in a couple of weeks. Be playing live for us on the show. Very excited. Looking forward to that. First, though. I was watching CNN yesterday, the Anderson Cooper show, like I do sometimes, and they cut away to Tom Brady making an already scheduled appearance on stage at a place called Salem State in Massachusetts, Allie. I'm sure you know where it is.
Sure.
This was something that had already been planned for months. This is a series of speaking engagements that they have at that school that Tom Brady was going to be a part of, and he was going to be interviewed on stage by Jim Gray, the sportscaster. But the way the timing worked out is the Wells report on the Deflategate came out, what, yesterday or the day before? And yeah, boom, now here's Tom Brady with a microphone in his face, so he's got no choice but to answer a couple questions from Jim Gray. And I thought you guys might enjoy hearing a little bit about
sure.
what he had to say.
So, Tom, you're in the news here, and the Ted Wells report was just released.
Okay. Now listen to the mass holes. Listen to the mass holes, Allie.
They're nothing if not consistent. Come on.
Explain to me why,
awesome.
Even if you are a diehard Tom Brady supporter and you love the New England Patriots, why would you boo hearing your quarterback defend himself, answer the questions about what happened? Why would you believe in your guy to the point where you would want to hear what he had to say?
Oh, no. They're booing the Wells report. They are not booing Tom.
Yeah, don't be ridiculous.
I think they're booing that Jim brought it up on the stage is what I think, by the way.
Most likely.
Well, anyway, let's hear what he had to say. Listen to that crowd.
We're going to deal with it, and then we're going to move on with the evening. What is your reaction, Tom, to the Ted Wells report?
Yeah.
Who cares, right?
Who cares, the guy
right,
yells
Solly?
Out from the crowd. Here's what Tom had to say to that guy.
See, I can't usually say those things. But I don't have really any reaction, Jim. Our owner commented on it yesterday, and it's only been 30 hours, so I haven't had much time to digest it fully. But when I do, I'll be sure to let you know how I feel about it.
Are you that slow a reader?
That's a great line.
Oh, burn, Jim
That's
Gray.
That's a great
Whatever.
Line.
Whatever. No, it's not.
He said it's only been 30 hours.
He's a dad. He's got stuff. Please. He's very busy being handsome.
Allie, I'll ask you this question that I have asked other Patriots fan friends of mine. And by the way, why do I have friends that are Patriots fans, Kevin?
Yes.
What am I doing wrong in my life?
Choosing poorly.
You know.
Look, I know you love your Tommy, mm-hmm. and I know he's pretty, mm-hmm. and I know the Patriots are great.
Mm-hmm.
Are you disappointed?
I am, honestly.
You are?
Really? I
am. You're willing to admit that.
When I saw those text messages,
they're not ideal.
They are not ideal, and I'm not going to lie. I was a little hurt. I feel like Tom let me down a little bit. Mm-hmm. But when Belichick was cleared,
mm-hmm.
I breathed a sigh of relief.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, if I need a bastion of goodness and hope and morality, I've got Gronk.
Right. Mm. So you don't go to him for that.
Basically, I'm screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It It did sting a little, I'm not going to lie. I readily admit that.
You'll be happy to know that Don Yee, who is Tom Brady's agent, was also on the show last night, and this will make everybody feel better. He's saying that Tom Brady is completely innocent with whatever happened with those balls.
What?
And why would he lie about that? He's Tom Brady's agent, right?
Wait, he says that he's completely innocent?
He's completely innocent of whatever happened to those balls, yes.
Why did they go and do the whole thing then? Why did they put out a report?
Why didn't they just ask him? That investigation was done by a friend of Goodell that is known in different instances to whoever is paying him, the report will come out that way.
In their favor.
Yeah.
So it wasn't an independent report.
So I think, and they didn't just come out and say, the Patriots are guilty. Tom Brady is guilty. More probable than not. They just danced around it. It's so dumb.
It is. It's frustrating. And I think Tom, look, I didn't respect how weaselly he was, and there's more of this interview that we don't have time to get into. But I understand from a legal standpoint, you take the PR hit, you let them pile on you and say whatever they want, but you don't give them any proof. Basically, you just don't say anything, and if they can't prove anything more than they've already been able to show, you get away with it. And that's what he's trying to do, is keep his fines and his suspensions or whatever it's going to be to a minimum.
So do we know when that's going to be announced? Do we know when
they're still doing the hearings, the disciplinary hearings?
We don't yet. But my takeaway was the massholes have got to go.
Yeah, I agree.
I disagree strongly.
Well, I agree. And Chip would like you to have the 2 weeks that Tom Brady is off be when they play the Dolphins.
It. So yeah. 8 weeks in? Yeah. Okay.
That helped me out a lot.
Okay.
And it is 6:52.
Brandon Flowers from the band The Killers stepping in about 6 minutes right here on the Kevin and Bean Show for an interview all about what he's been up to since the last time we saw him, what's going on with The Killers, what's going on with his brand new solo album, and we'll be performing live as well. First though, Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat on a Friday morning. Hey, Ralph.
Last Showbiz Beat, I mentioned the idea that Bean would be my new supervillain.
Yes.
And apparently listener Edwin thinks that's a great idea. He said, Ralph, you have to do an issue of Batman 66 with a new villain, the DJ, inspired by Bean. He is a man scarred by a headphone accident who is hooked up to tubes and machines but insists he is healthy. He devises a set of headphones that broadcast a signal which controls other people's minds to do his bidding since he never leaves his studio. He uses sound clips as weapons, and due to his Asperger's syndrome, is compelled to throw things at celebrities that match them somehow, like the guy that threw a rock at The Rock. In his first case, one of his minions can throw a can of tuna at Kim Kardashian. Beware the DJ, writes Edwin. This guy's funny. He writes it all the time, and he's always got something funny to say.
Very funny guy.
Thank you, Edwin. We appreciate that.
Although I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm a little concerned that he has unveiled my secret identity, though.
Yes, well, we always knew you were a villain, and now you're a supervillain. Come on out tonight at 10 p.m. Kevin Smith and I are going to be hitting the stage at the Improv on Melrose. We are bringing Hollywood Babylon back to the people. It's been like a month since we've done one of our live shows, so we'd love to have you come out and join us. We're not going to be doing it next week, so it's going to be the first one for a little bit.
I like that you're keeping people guessing.
No,
well,
blue.
We're busy people. And by that, I mean Kevin Smith's busy.
All right.
So we do it when we can. So we're going to do it this week, and I think next week we're going to have to miss it. Then we'll be back again the following week. But love to have you come out and join us tonight at 10 p.m. at the Improv. Go to improv.com, IMPROV.com, and get your tickets there. Come out and join us.
Ew! No!
We're going to have a good time. James Franco, surprisingly, has a love affair with McDonald's. Actor James Franco loves McDonald's. Wrote a homage to McDonald's in the Washington Post this week, discussing his love affair with the fast food giant. You know why?
They were paying him a lot of money?
No.
Oh.
Because they were there for him when no one else was, he says.
They were there for him
when he was a starving actor. Back in the day.
They would sell him food?
No, he would work the night shift
at
a McDonald's. He would work the drive-thru back in 1996. And he said, and he would practice his accents over the microphone when he was dealing with the public. It was acting training for him. He'd be different characters when he would deal with people over the intercom.
Okay.
How annoying would that be?
That would be super
trying
annoying.
To get your McNuggets, and you got a guy doing his bad accent on the please pull around, they give you for to have money changing for having to have McDonald's McNuggets. What kind of dipping sauce would you like? Listen, asshole, can I just get my food? He said the food, by the way, is positively irresistible. He was a vegetarian when he started working there.
It's happening.
But he quickly started downing old cheeseburgers that were destined for the trash. He would fill up his belly on the food that was going to be thrown out. He must have been poor, this James Franco.
Stoner.
Kid.
Yeah.
Poor stoner.
Well, there's a stoner.
Yeah.
By the way, is there any fast food item at any restaurant, on any menu, anywhere, better than McDonald's french fries?
No.
No, sir.
I'll tell you.
No, sir.
I can't think of one.
Yeah.
They're okay. Really outstanding.
And they glisten.
I've never noticed the glistening.
Really?
You're not supposed to rub them all over your body, Al. You're supposed to just eat them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I had McDonald's just for lunch yesterday. It was one of those things where you're driving home. I said, I have an overwhelming urge. Yeah. I cannot contain my need for McDonald's food.
It's ridiculous.
So I got myself a Big Mac and some fries and a drink, and it was a little slice of heaven.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Pretty good stuff.
They know what they're doing. Except with that Hamburglar thing, they really know what they're doing. Have you seen the new Hamburglar?
I haven't been following the controversy. Why are people so upset?
The new McRapist they're using to advertise their food?
Does he look too creepy?
Holy moly! So creepy. He is just out of control creepy. He's like going, shh, got his hand up to his lips, and he's like, he's got a 5-day growth of beard. It looks like he came out of a panel van.
He looks
selling
like
ice cream.
Who's our guy on those insurance TV commercials who plays Mayhem, where he looks like he's always getting everybody in trouble, doing things, derailing trains and stuff like that? He looks like that guy.
He looks a little mayhemy. You're right. You got us there. But the food, top drawer.
Yeah.
Elena Lyons in the news again. She has completed less than 10 of the required 125 community service hours she has to do.
Again.
But she says it's not her fault.
Sure. Right.
Lindsay is blaming the community center in London where she has to volunteer because they've moved, and it takes her an hour and a half to get there, she says. It's hard.
This is why you fail.
That's right. That's right, Mini Yoda. That's why she fails. Her attorney has told the judge that she will finish up her time when she moves back to New York. Because there's a facility in Brooklyn, apparently, that's easier for her to get to, and she's going to do it there.
Does she feel like they moved buildings? Is defense is going to work? How do you say that to a judge?
Well, it's hard, Kevin.
But they moved, Your Honor.
It's hard to get there. Couldn't be happier yesterday when I got the news ABC has renewed not only Marvel's Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., but Agent Carter's coming
back. There you
go. For a second season.
There you go.
So happy for all those guys over there. They're just a great group of people. And, of course, Haley Atwell stars, and Chad Michael Murray is terrific on that show. And Michelle and Tara, the two showrunners, creators of the show over there. Just a great group of people, and I'm so happy they're going to have a second shot at another season because the show's really good. So congratulations to those guys.
Too many close-ups on the radio guy, though, if you could just make a note. Just make a note and put that down.
You know, Kevin,
it's really close.
Nobody
needs to be that close.
Don't panic because you're attracted to me, okay? It doesn't make you gay, Kevin. It just makes you human, okay?
Wow, I learned a little something today.
That's right. You can't control yourself. No one could blame you for having those urges when you see a close-up of me on television. We can all relate, right? Who's with me? Hello?
Yeah, it's on.
Is this thing on?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. Not getting the reaction I thought.
Yeah.
Hey, we're talking about Sam Smith hemorrhaging from his vocal cords.
Yes. That seems bad.
Popular singer is in a bad way. They were trying to get him fixed up with some rest, but it turns out he needs surgery on his vocal cords right away. So all of his upcoming concerts and TV appearances have been canceled. He tweeted yesterday that the operation is booked for next week. But they say he should be able to sing better than ever in 6 to 8 weeks of recovery.
I always wonder with somebody like that who has such a unique voice, if you're worried about that kind of surgery changing it.
He can't speak, can make no sounds for 3 weeks of that recovery. And then at 5 or 6 weeks after that, they say his voice should come back in full. But here's the thing, you never know.
Right.
Famously, Julie Andrews, one of the great singer actresses of all time. You know her from Sound of Music and Mary Poppins. Legendary. Had one of the great ranges of all time in terms of what she could, her high and low notes. And she had some vocal cord surgery and ruined her voice. She could never sing again.
Can't sing at all, yeah.
She never sings anymore.
And sounds like Omar.
And she was one of the greats. And now she sounds like Omar.
Not what you want.
We're going to be doing Julie Andrews Oroki for Weenie Rose tickets coming up.
I saw that YouTube video of that last performance that Sam Smith did where you could tell he was already starting to have trouble with his vocal cords.
This is-
not the sound that made him famous. That's different kind of voice than
I'm the only one applauding, but I'm just going to back my man Bean and say good work.
Are you?
Yep.
Really?
I don't do that often.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Drummer Alex Van Halen is 62 years old today. 62 rocks pretty hard.
Yeah.
Enrique Iglesias is 40 years old. Adrian Gonzalez, the Los Angeles Dodgers first baseman, is 33. And actor Stephen Amell, we love him on Arrow. He is 34 years old today. I'm going to give him some fitness tips, though. He's looking a little doughy. I'm going to see if I can get him a little buff, you know, because I do that thing that pull-up ladder thing that I do. I'm going to teach him how to do that because he seems like he needs a little workout.
I don't think he's done that in a season or so, has he?
I don't know, but whenever he takes his shirt off, all I know is boing, right? Who's with me? I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It's always a treat for us when one of our favorites stops by the Kevin and Bean Show. You know him as the lead singer of the band The Killers. Now he's got his second solo album ready to drop. It's Brandon Flowers stepping in here on K-Rock. Hey, how are you, Brandon?
Great. How's it going?
Very good. Thank you.
Long time, my friend. I feel like it's been a while since we've seen you in your sweet hairdo.
It is good.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I've been working on it.
Beautiful.
Rogaine.
Well, we got a lot of ground to cover since the last time we saw you. First of all, must be very exciting for you having a new solo album coming out. May 19th is the U.S. date. It is called The Desired Effect. What is The Desired Effect, Brandon?
I'll leave that up to everybody else to decide. I think we all have different desired effects.
I remember from interviewing you before that you are not comfortable assigning meanings to songs. You just like people to get out of them
from experience that it's sort of, you spend a lot of time working on the song and cultivating it and getting it ready. And then I can just kind of throw it away in a second with an explanation, trying to get to the next question or whatever it is. And then it may have some other more important meaning for somebody else, or they're all going to play. I just don't want to blow it.
Well, the first, I think, 50 times I listened to Lonely Town, just grooving, digging it, and then it occurred to me, I am on a one-lane road to Creepyville.
Yeah.
That's a creepy song words.
It's a little bit sinister.
Yeah.
But it sounds affectionate and lovey-dovey, sort of.
Absolutely. Until you realize he's outside asking if you'd lock your doors.
So yeah, that one, I don't mind talking about that one.
That's the one that you've from the solo album that you've kind of compared a little bit to Every Breath You
Take.
That's
right.
People think it's a love song, but Guess Again.
Yeah, that's right. I was always a big fan. Hats off to Sting for that.
So Brandon, the main question I always have for somebody who already has a band going and then is able to make solo records is, how do you have so many good songs? Like, most groups are just desperately hoarding whatever ideas they have to put an album together that's good. You've got more songs than you know what to do with your band. How's that possible? Why are you so prolific?
I don't know why. I'm just, I work really hard and I keep going back into the keyboard and to the piano, and the band keeps, hammering away. I think that's a big part of it. We had that work ethic early on. We applied what we learned from our dads, I think, and the way that they went to work. And we noticed right away when we started that a lot of the bands had great haircuts and had managers, but they weren't good enough. And we were looking at people that were making it and doing, making a lot of noise when we first started. It was the White Stripes and the Strokes and these people that were, writing great choruses. And that was really what we were shooting for.
You treat it like a real job then, like something to take seriously, get up and really work hard at it, not just now we've made it, we can skate.
Yeah, no, still, I'm thankful for what we've accomplished and I'm proud of it, but I definitely don't want to just rest on that. I'm always looking to evolve and get better, and I'm excited about, writing a better song than before.
Do you have trouble comparing it to the band when you're doing your solo thing? Do you think about that? Oh, this won't fit with what the band has put out?
Sometimes it feels like, okay, I've got to decide what the song is. This a killer song or is it a solo song? And for this record, I wasn't as picky about it. I really just wanted to take the best stuff that I had and put my best foot forward here.
I am more fascinated with the songwriting aspect than anything else that an artist does. Do you wake up in the morning and go, all right, I'm going to write from 8 till noon today, and that's my thing? Or are you, when inspiration strikes me, that's when I'll pull over and write it down in my phone?
A little bit of both. Yeah, so it's something, I think that, it's sort of like a muscle, I guess. I think it's good to to exercise it and to try to make time to write as much as you can. But I definitely have moments where I might hear something or be reminded of something or get a certain feeling and feel like I really should go try and capture this. And those are, you know, usually the best times to do it.
So you put 10 songs on the album, right? How many do you write or have or record? Are you the kind of
a lot,
40, 50?
Yeah, you always hear people say 40 or 50. And I don't know. You know, it always sounds, I don't know if I believe them that they have 40 or 50 like hashed out songs. What I do is I make quick demos. So if I have an idea, I make a verse and a chorus and then I move on. You're going to know from what you got from, you know, from that if it's going to, you know, if you should pursue it or not.
Is it important to leave it alone for a little bit and then come back to it?
Yep. And that's nice because the songs that stick around and that you still gravitate towards, you know, are worth, you know, really fleshing out. And so, yeah, that's how I do it. So I probably had 40, I did have 40 or 50
ideas.
Little demos. Yeah, little demos, but I wouldn't call them songs.
Right. What's the best song you've ever written, Brandon Flowers?
Oh, I probably have a different answer every day that I
really?
Wake up.
That's cool. What's the worst song you've ever written?
I'm guessing we haven't heard it.
Hold on, there's got to be something. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm guessing
there are a lot that never make it, and that would be quite embarrassing. I'm sure there's. What's the worst one? Hell, I don't know.
This is the voice of Brandon Flowers here at the Kevin Beach, and we're talking about his new record. He's going to be performing for us live here in just a few minutes on K-Rock as well, so stick around for that. I'm very excited to hear that. The Desired Effect is the album. It's coming out on Tuesday, May 19th. You worked with a different producer on this record you have previously, solo or with The Killers, and that made a little bit of a difference. Tell me about that, Brandon.
So my buddy Benji, he was in a band called Ambulance LTD. I don't know this was in the early 2000s, a great band. And him and the drummer from that band are actually in my solo band. And he played with Cass McCombs and was recording with Ariel and had told me about this guy. And then we went on tour in Australia and I heard the new Vampire Weekend record and they were touring with us there. And
how did he describe Ariel to you?
He just said, it was funny. He just said, I think you guys will get along and I think he'll make you a great record. So I knew I had to meet him. And then the Heim came out and so I kept hearing his name and so I decided to give him a call.
So he's one of these producers. Everything he'd done, you liked. So you said, let's see what he's all about, if he can work with me.
Yeah, he's a young guy, and he's hungry, and he has a great sort of understanding for a wide variety of music.
When you meet a guy like that, do you start with music? You start hanging out to see if you can just get along with him?
It was a phone call, and it was great. It was a good one. Once we met, it wasn't always just cotton candy. But we got along pretty good.
The Desired Effect is the album. We're marching Brandon down to the Red Bull Sound Space here at K-Rock to perform in a little bit, but more with our guests when we return right after this on K-Rock. Speaking of Brandon Flowers, he is here with us on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock talking about his new record called The Desired Effect. It's going to be coming out very soon on Tuesday, May 19th here in the United States. This is Brandon's second solo album after 2010's Flamingo. And Allie, you were talking to Brandon right there as we were listening to that song here, is that you identify some 80s going on in this album. Is she right about that, Brandon?
A little bit.
80s synth pop.
Synth pop. What do you like?
Power
what synth
ballads?
Pop did you like?
I liked a lot. I'm a big fan of the OMDs, the Depeche Modes.
That's the good stuff.
I love that stuff. Yeah. So this was like a throwback for me, and I put on my roller skates and I got out there, Brandon. Thank you.
Speaking of that, it's not only in the production, it's in Neil Tennant from the actual Pet Shop Boys on the record.
That's right.
Now, how do you go about getting a guy like him? I mean, is that you just call his people and hope he gets back to you, or did you already know him?
Neil's cool. I got Neil on my phone, so that's good. I've become to know him over the years. And we actually have him on one of our Christmas songs.
That's right.
Yeah, it's called Joseph Better You Than Me.
That's right. I forgot about that.
It's about Mary's Joseph.
Anyway. So you call him, and you just ask him if he wants to play on a song, or how does that
just
become friends?
This was a crazy, modern thing situation. I texted him and said, we have this line that we want you to speak. And he just did a voice memo and sent me the voice memo, and we stuck it from my phone onto the track. It's crazy.
That's pretty high tech, man. I see why you needed that fancy producer for that. It's good work. Speaking of the Christmas songs, let me diverge for one second here.
since the last time we talked to you, you did a song with our friend Jimmy Kimmel. That was last year's. That was the 2014 song.
That's right.
He made it look on his show like he was there with you guys in the room writing that song. did it really happen like that?
Not exactly.
But tell us more.
He did send us the full lyric sheet. I told him, you know, we wanted to do a song, and he had this idea, which is a genius idea, about a lump of coal that gets given to a bad kid, and he gives himself up and lets the boy squeeze him, and he becomes a diamond. And it's a sweet, wonderful idea. I can't believe that it's the first time, you know, it took till 2015 to come up with it. Anyway, we made it, you know, a song in Las Vegas, and we're able to work, you know, with Jimmy like that. It was great.
That's weird. It was fun. I love.
He sent
you
guys... all of the lyrics.
He had the
done?
Lyrics, which I'm not used to that.
Yeah,
and it was really easy to work like that. I'm
yeah,
open.
Yeah, somebody
I'm
else doing most of the work. That's way easier. That's how I would have worked too.
You also have Bruce Hornsby on this.
That's right.
How did you get a hold
of him?
Well,
we kept referencing him. There's a certain way that he plays chords, and he'll even say, you know, when you play an A minor, you play, you know. And when I play an A minor, I just play it a little bit different. And he has his own thing that he owns, and it was great to be able to call him up. And he was really accommodating and really cool, and just did whatever he said. If you don't like it, you don't like it. But if you like it, use it.
That's cool.
How did you get this guy Ronnie from the Killers?
Vannucci. Vannucci's all. I say Vannucci's probably got his drumsticks in his back pocket right now somewhere. He's ready for the call. And he really liked this song, Untangled Love, and it just felt like a good fit to have, you know, a little bit of that Killer's DNA on the record.
How is your tour different when you're a solo act versus the Killers?
It's a lot. You know, the shows are smaller, and the band is different. So I don't know. Everything else, though, I try to find similarities, you know. I want to be comfortable, and I look for, you know, my microphone is going to be there, and there's going to be a few familiar faces in the crowd, and I don't know, we have a lot of the same crew working with us. So
after you tour a lot, do you then sort of differently, like thinking of performing them
sometimes?
Yeah, you've been on stage so long now. Yeah. You have to sort of, I think
you
I would
definitely
think that would...
find things that work, you know, in these bigger arenas, and you know, okay, that's going to be great, and or I want something like that in this next song, and mm-hmm. You definitely do apply that kind of stuff.
This is Brandon Flowers we're talking to from The Killers, new solo album coming out on the 19th called The Desired Effect. Do you look at this as an album, a sit-down from front to finish, or do you look at this as a collection of songs?
Try to make it feel like, you know, an experience, and especially you take a lot of us that are accustomed to, you know, buying records that we love and listening to them, the whole thing. You know, we can't help but sit down and really try to get the running order in the right space, and we don't just throw them out there. It's a real nightmare.
I appreciate that, because I feel like the album is almost dead to a certain extent. I feel like we live in a song of the summer world, not in an album you listen to over and over and over again, yeah, like it used to be. And I know that that's your choice. People can choose to do that if they want, but I appreciate the time and effort that goes into trying to make something that works from beginning to end.
Yeah, thanks. No, yeah, it's we're definitely... It feels weird saying that I'm sort of old school in some way, because I'm not. I mean, I'm not. But it has changed very drastically over the last 10 years, and it is weird, I guess. But it's, you know, people are going to do what they're going to do, and I hope that in a perfect world, they would listen to the whole record and hopefully find something that they wouldn't have otherwise.
Do you feel like a veteran now? The Killers have been around for, what, 10 years or more now? Or do you still feel like you're new in this business?
I feel like I'm starting to, you know... to feel like I belong, and but I still feel fairly new and like I've got a lot to learn. But I can't believe it's been 11 years since Hot Fuzz came out. Yeah,
how about that?
That's insane. So, but when you get on stage, you have a certain confidence from being on stage, yeah, that many times before.
Yeah. Yeah, it took a long time, but I'm starting to really feel like, okay,
just now.
Yeah,
starting.
It's just happening. And I'm just feeling like, all right, you look up to these people your whole life that are up there doing it. And those are big shoes to fill. So
yep. It took now me, you're one of those people.
Yeah, it took me a long time to really feel like, okay, I'm going to lace these babies up and do it.
All right, last question I have, and then we're going to take Brandon down to the Red Bull Sound Space here at K-Rock to perform live for us today. And that is, Allie, you tweeted a video a couple of days ago of Brandon in a tuxedo singing a Sinatra song.
I mean, I want a whole album of standards now from you. Yeah. I don't want to rush you. You're
before.
Just putting this out, but we're going to need that, yeah, within 4 months.
I'm
going to
work
you.
On it.
tell me about that day, Brandon. And was that, were you out of your comfort zone doing that? I saw pictures of you with Tony Bennett and some of the others. And this was a Sinatra benefit
That's
show?
That's right. Or? Yeah. Yes, he's going to be 100 years old this year. And so they're putting together a little tribute for him at the Tribeca Film Festival. And it was great. They played one of his films. And then they had this whole group of people that were going to sing in Neo. I sang... Tony Bennett, obviously.
You were bubleying it up, man.
And yeah, so I, you know.
Would you call it bubleying it up?
No.
I wouldn't either, really, with what I saw. But
I don't think anyone would describe it that way, B.
Okay, I withdraw the question then. But it was cool. It was cool to see you do it. Come Fly With Me, though. It was a lot of fun.
That
so.
Was cool. Okay, yeah.
Brandon is not going to be playing here in town until the end of September at the Wiltern, by the way. But you can get all the tour dates if you'd like to follow the young man around the country this summer. There are a lot of them. And, of course, again, the record is coming out on Tuesday, May 19th, called The Desired Effect. You've been hearing it here on K-Rock. And there's so many good songs that we've already heard. I just can't wait to hear the new record. And I guess you'll be doing a couple of them for us live when we return. Is that right?
That's right.
Fantastic. Be right back on K-Rock.
We're in the Red Bull sound space. Brandon Flowers is here. It's the Flowers Hour, we've decided, I believe. The Desired Effect is the name of the new album. It comes out May 19th. And what are you going to perform for us here this morning?
We're going to do Jenny Was a Friend of Mine. Come on, come on.
Awesome. How good was that?
That was fantastic. Brandon Flowers here in the Red Bull Sound Space at K-Rock doing a Killers classic on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. What's next?
Lonely Town.
Fantastic. Brandon Flowers live.
But I can't get you off my mind. I'd sleep in the pouring rain. When will you come home again? Spinning like the gravitron when I was just a kid. I always thought that things would change, but they never did. Spinning like the gravitron when I was just a kid. I always thought that things would change, but they never did. I'm hanging on to the end of this rope, somewhere on the outskirts of hope. Life without you not around, another kid in lonely town. And I spinning like the gravitron when I was just a kid. I always thought that things would change, but they never did. Spinning like the gravitron when I was just a kid. I always thought that things would change, but they never did. Now I'm standing outside your house, and I'm wondering, baby, but do you hear the phone when I call? Do you feel the thud when I fall? But do you hear the crack when I break? Did you lock the door when it shut? Did you see the knife when it cut? Did you keep your ear to the ground for the kid in Lonely Town? Lonely Town. For the kid in Lonely Town. Spinning like the gravitron when I was just a kid. I always thought that things would change, but they never did. Spinning like the gravitron when I was just a kid. I always thought that things would change, but they never did.
And
I'm wondering,
baby,
do you hear the phone when I call? Did you lock the door when it shut?
Do you keep your ear to the ground
for the kid in Lonely Town?
Lonely Town.
Lonely Town. Lonely Town.
Seriously, how good is that?
Now I'm sad. Thanks for that.
You're bumming us all out, man.
Sorry.
That's a beautiful song, Lonely Town, from Brandon Flowers, his new solo album called The Desired Effect, due everywhere on Tuesday, May 19th. We are in the Red Bull Sound Space here at K-Rock. The band is great, by the way. Really sounds terrific. What's up next?
Read my mind.
On the corner of Main Street, just trying to keep it in line. You say you want to move on, and you say I'm falling behind. Can you read my mind?
dark town. I got the green light and I got a little fight. I'm gonna turn this thing around. Can you read my mind? Can you read my mind? The good old days, the honest man, the restless heart, the promised land, a subtle kiss that no one sees, a broken wrist and a baked trapeze. Well, I don't mind if you don't mind, 'cause I don't shine if you don't shine. Before you go,
before you go,
can you read my mind? I pull up to the front of your driveway with magic soaking my spine. Can you read my mind? Can you read my mind? The teenage queen, the loaded gun, the drop dead dream, chosen one, a southern draw, the world unseen, a city wall and a trampoline. Well, I don't mind if you don't mind, 'cause I don't shine if you don't shine.
Before you jump,
tell me what you find.
Tell me what you find.
You read my mind.
Sounds great. A little acoustic music to get us going this morning with our friend Brandon Flowers from The Killers. He's back with a new solo album that is available everywhere May 19th called The Desired Effect. Your band is great, Brandon. It was wonderful to spend some time with you today. Thanks so much for playing for us.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
And it is 7:52.
That was fun, you guys. That Brandon Flowers, a good deal right there.
Turns out
Allie, you were a little starstruck. I got to be honest.
Here's the thing, Weird Al. Zip it. Two... The man has the purest, most flawless voice.
Yes, he does.
Live. It was magical.
Which is why you need to stop singing along with it.
You did say, I think he's got this part handled.
Like three times I had to tell her to shut up.
Yeah.
I love Lonely Town. Pre-ordered May 19th.
He was great, and the new album sounds like it's going to be great. I can't wait for it. Ralph is here now. Time for the show. Speak on the Kevin and Beachu. Sorry, Ralph. We're just reflecting on our guest.
Yeah, well, just wipe your chin. Let's move on, shall we?
You enjoyed that too, though, right?
Did you or did you not send Christine in the office, Bean, a message during that break?
Don't you dare.
Regarding your butt.
Bean,
what?
I'm trying to save you right
Wait,
now.
Wait, what?
I'm
we
not
were
sure
talking about, she pointed out that Brandon Flowers is dreamy. And I said, he is dreamy and maybe he makes my butt hungry. I did say that,
oh,
yes.
Bean.
I'm just That's just my way of saying he's an attractive man, that's all.
Yet I'm creepy.
Well,
about
yes.
that.
You're
both
are creepy.
Right.
Got
exactly.
it.
You're
Got not
it.
Creepy. You need to shut the F up because he has it covered in the vocal department.
Wow, man.
You love. Yeah, see.
Kevin's
you're right.
on the warpath.
I am.
He hates
Kevin
Big
doesn't
Bird.
Like anyone he works
hates,
with anymore.
Hates Big Bird. Like he hates Sally. Screaming, yelling. What the hell? What's going on? Something's wrong. I think he's got jiggers.
That's what? A word I haven't heard in a long time.
I don't even know what that means.
You know what jiggers are?
I don't
no.
think I know what that is either.
They're chiggers.
Little biting bugs.
Little biting bugs that make you cranky. You got chiggers.
Yeah.
It what? Sounds racist.
It's not
yeah.
racist, for God's sakes. All right, let's talk show business. Hey, speaking of show busy things, tonight at the Improv on Melrose, Kevin Smith and I are doing Hollywood Babylon again. Yeah. Returning to the stage after weeks away. We'd love to have yeah. you come out and join us. We have a good time. I get really drunk. Kevin gets so stoned. And then we talk about the entertainment news of the week and make fun of people. It's a good time.
Is it too late to say no?
Yes, actually it is. I've already mm-hmm. got your tickets for you. So go to improv.com to get your tickets for tonight at 10 p.m. It's when the show is.
It's Bobby!
I don't think Bobby will make an appearance. Although, who knows? I might do my one-man show, Bobby.
See,
a little
there you
piece
go.
Of my one-man show. Speaking of good news for me, Agent Carter, ABC, has given them the nod for the second season. Could not be happier.
Good job, world.
Could not be happier and more pleased for that gang over there. They're good people. And they were getting a little nervous seeing whether they were coming back for a second season or not, but they are. So is Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. coming back as well. ABC bringing back a lot of their shows. However, Forever not coming back.
Ironically named.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if you watched that show or not.
I don't.
With Jon Griffith, but it was a pretty good show. Not a lot of viewers.
The Forever?
Forever it was called, yeah. It was about an immortal doctor. A okay. doctor who was immortal.
Right.
And he lived forever.
So he was immortal. And he lived forever?
Yeah. And, right. he used his previous lives to help people, which was kind of cool. Judd Hirsch was his dad.
I hate everything and everyone.
Well, that's
oh,
just
she's
you.
Got a good point.
And Cristela apparently also canceled. She will not be returning as well. So,
I feel bad for our friend Fluffy on that show.
Yeah, I hope the poor bastard was able to make a living somehow with that show going up.
What does he have to fall back on now?
He's probably lose his house. That's what I'm thinking, because that show was everything. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, he's doing okay.
He'll be fine.
Yeah.
Mark Paul Gosselaar, he's got a new TV show. NBC has announced a new comedy called People Are Talking with MPG and Tone Bell. First,
he's
I got
the
excited.
Wild Thing
I
and Funky Cold Medina guy,
so
right?
Loke, but...
Oops. You just can't give Ralph a beat.
Can't help himself. He can't. He really can't.
You didn't even take a breath.
Nope. Not even. Just not even a second. Just pure.
I accept your score on that one.
Ass. What are you laughing about over there?
She's looking at your face and the pain that you're in right now.
God damn it, Bean.
Sorry. I'm really sorry.
Bean, you're a dick.
Okay.
Here's a show that people thought was going to be on the lineup this fall, but wasn't. Remember they were going to do Eddie Murphy? He was going to come back to Beverly Hills Cop. His son was going to be fighting crime in Beverly Hills. They pulled that. Then there was talks that it would become a movie instead. The script was so great, they were going to do the fourth Beverly Hills Cop movie with Eddie Murphy heading back to Detroit. Now, Paramount has removed that from their schedule with no other date set. So it looks like that whole project may be dead across the board, which is crazy.
Just no on Eddie.
Because people have been talking about it forever.
Nope.
And here's a nice thing. Kaley Cuoco racked up some points this week. Us Weekly's reporting that her friend, Nikki Lund, came across a young lady on Instagram whose last wish was to chat with the Big Bang Theory star. So Kaylee went out of her way to FaceTime with her. She had to get up in the middle of the night to do it because this girl was in England. And she also recruited some of her co-stars to send messages to little Nicole before she passed. So that was nice of her to do.
She's a bitch.
No.
No.
That's not where we were going
and
with that.
Speaking of tributes, did you see the guy who did the vines of Ryan Gosling? Mm-hmm. Ryan McHenry was his name, 27 years old.
I did not
He's famous
that.
For doing vines of Ryan Gosling refusing to eat cereal. I don't know if you ever saw these or not. They're awesome. He would take this.
Go ahead.
No, you go! Holy!
All right, if I could play a traffic cop. Yes, Ralph.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
Tell Kevin about the vines. It's a sweet story.
Pizza first. Burst.
It's a nice story, Ralph. Don't let me derail you. Tell
him
the story.
It's not as nice as me getting out of this studio right now.
Come on.
Alex Van Halen, 62 years old today. Enrique Iglesias is 40. Stephen Amell turns 34 years old today. Adrian Gonzalez, L.A. Dodgers first baseman, is 33. And Ellis Gabel. Walter O'Brien on Scorpion turns 32 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, don't forget the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2015 is 1 week from tomorrow at Irvine Meadows. Keep listening to K-Rock all day long today to win your tickets every hour starting at 9 a.m. That is coming up on K-Rock. And later this hour, Ralph tipped us off to a guy who has invented an app that will block all Kardashian news for you from ending up on any of your computers or phone or anything like that. We'll talk about how that works in about 20 minutes or so right here on K-Rock.
Now, Ralph, you were doing the showbiz, I think it was yesterday, and you said Miley Cyrus bought a new house.
Just bought some new property up in Hidden Hills next to Kanye and Kim. And I said, can you imagine living in that neighborhood, especially paying that kind of money for a house, and then that becomes that circus with those people living
with
in your neighborhood?
Paparazzi all hours of the day and night.
And with Miley Cyrus, I'm sure the parties, I'm sure the freaking Flaming Lips will be there with a giant mascot costume, smoking all kinds of dope at 4 a.m. You got to deal with.
Somebody just got a terrible neighbor.
Yes.
That's what happened. They were living there. They were perfectly fine.
They had a good life.
And then Miley Cyrus moved
in. They were living the good life in a high-end neighborhood, and then you got Kanye West on one end of your cul-de-sac, and then you got her on the other.
And we're not even saying good or bad celebrity. We're saying these are the kind of people that the paparazzi follow. Your life sucks.
And let me stop you right there for 1 second, Kevin. Let's talk about this paparazzi situation for a second, because I know that we live in America, the greatest goddamn country in the world, and that the freedom of speech allows you to be in public anywhere you want to be. Doesn't it seem like that shouldn't be the case when it comes to 14 photographers sleeping at the end of your driveway 24 hours a day? Then it seemed like they ought to be able to move that trash along.
It feels like if you're a neighbor of theirs, that your rights are being impinged upon by their constant presence, that you should have some recourse. But I don't know if you do or not.
That would suck.
Because you've got cars going in and out in front of your house all hours of the day and night trying to keep up with those celebrities. It would just be a nightmare. And, Ralph, didn't you say that you had a friend who accidentally ended up living near Miley Cyrus at one point, too?
The reason I brought it up, because when we're talking about Miley Cyrus, I had friends who were long story short, they were scrambling to find a new home. And so they were pressed for time, and they found a location of a house that they really liked in a neighborhood they were looking for because of schools and stuff. And so they were always they had only seen it a few times. Both of them had seen it separately, almost always early in the morning. And they fell in love, and they kind of rushed the deal through, and they bought the house. They were happy to have it. And then when they started moving in, they saw a constant barrage of press and paparazzi just a few houses down. And they said, was someone murdered? Was there some sort of crime going on down there? And I said, oh, no, that's Miley Cyrus's place. They're always there. So before, they had no knowledge prior to buying the house.
They rushed
right in
there. As
they were moving, they were rushing to close the deal. And when they got in, they found out that they were going to have to deal with that for the remainder of their time there.
They were wishing for murder.
They were, they'd hoped it was a murder. But sadly, it was a twerk instead.
We want to take your calls if you live near or have lived near a celebrity and it made an impact on your life. We want to hear what that was like, who you live next to or nearby, and what that was like for you.
You know the Kardashians have neighbors.
Sure.
That's not good.
Oh, at well, look at Bieber's neighbors, right?
Same thing.
Yep. I mean, in Calabasas?
They've all completed. And the ones in Beverly Hills, too. I mean, the cops were there 3 times, I think, in 1 week calling cops on Bieber when he had that condo in Beverly Hills.
That's right. Yeah, with all the parties and everything and all the noise, and then of course in Calabasas with the fast driving up and down the street and everything like that. So 1-800-520-1067. If you have had your life impacted by living near a celebrity, we do want to hear from you. I don't know if we've ever done this topic before.
I think we did when somebody, the Octomom moved in. We talked to a neighbor or something about what a nightmare
That's right.
I don't know if it was a phone topic, but we did talk to somebody who got the Octomom moved in right next door.
The press used to be interested in the Octomom.
Yeah, that's
all you need to remember.
It used to be a thing.
So 1-800-520-1067. Jennifer, you hang on. We are going to talk to you in 1 second. But Allie, I wanted to ask you because you have or have had this as well, right?
Yeah, but my life was impacted just because I had to switch when I cocktailed because I had a neighbor two doors down, Academy Award winning, Grammy Award winning actor slash rapper, Common.
Okay. Common, okay.
And he used to, right? People love him. He used to go jogging. And my friends and I would call it common time, and we'd have cocktails around 4 p.m.
to watch him
out on my deck. And we would, so it did impact my life because I had to switch. Like, usually I'd have a cocktail after work.
Uh-huh.
I had to move it a little bit later.
I see. So it impacted your life in a positive way, having a celebrity live nearby.
I feel it did because when he'd come back from his jog, he was sweating and.
Right.
I mean, glistening again.
Again with the glistening.
Yeah, it was pretty magic.
You were disturbing on social.
His life was ruined by moving
negative.
Next to Allie.
Yeah, impacted negatively.
Non-celebrity.
Yes, yeah. He did move.
He did move near more famous people.
Well, you know, when we threw this open, we weren't anticipating it made your life better having a celebrity near you. But I guess in Allie's case,
if you're really lonely and desperate, it would be better.
Right,
exactly.
You can have
a skinny margarita and strum the banjo.
Watch a guy jog.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, let's go to Jennifer. She's in Santa Clarita. She's got some insight into Hidden Hills and tell us what's going on. 1-800-520-1067. If you live near or have lived near a celebrity, we want to hear about it. Hey, Jennifer.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
I have some friends who actually live in Hidden Hills. I have two sets of friends who live there. And it's not so bad with people getting in because the security is really good.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're having your kid's first birthday out back and Selena Gomez or Justin Bieber are next door, or the Kardashians are next door, you have the freaking helicopters overhead all the time.
Oh, I didn't think of the helicopter.
Oh, the helicopters.
It's the helicopters. And they come in real low. And, you know, your kids are outside playing and they're taking pictures of the kids next door. Which, you know, next door is a relative term because the lots are huge.
Yeah. Right.
But by protecting the Kardashians' privacy, they're hovering over your backyard during your kid's birthday party to get to the Kardashians.
If your kid's birthday party has an Apocalypse Now theme, it could actually enhance it, I think.
This is one unique situation.
Sure. Right.
Where it might help.
If your kid's a big Coppola fan, then boom.
You win.
Yeah.
Like we were saying with the paparazzi, you know, how it's that struggle with the First Amendment right to assemble, but it's also a pain in the ass for everybody that lives there. I guess it's the same thing with the helicopters. There's no way to reasonably declare restricted airspace over everybody's house that wants it. You just can't do that. People are allowed to fly helicopters wherever they want to fly over, except for over specific areas.
Yeah.
And this neighborhood sounds like it's not exempt. So what are you going to do?
Stinger missiles?
Exactly.
I don't think that's what we're saying.
No one's saying that.
Zero people are saying that.
You have one of Kevin's 4th of July Stinger missile parties in your backyard.
Jennifer, thank you so much for calling and weighing in. We really appreciate it. All right. Let's talk to Ellen real quick. She's in Signal Hill, line 3. Hi, Ellen.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. I used to live across the street from a house where the Backstreet Boys live.
Wow.
Did they all live together?
They all lived together?
The monkeys?
What?
Did the Backstreet Boys all live together?
No, I have no idea. I'm more your Green Day fan, so I can't tell you which one it was.
It was one of them, though.
Right.
There's four. I'm telling you, like rats.
Oh, my God. It was awful. Parties, they would go on all night long, and the house was always illuminated, and the cars. And, of course, there's no parking down here in Signal Hill, but they would just take the whole street and just the music going on, and it was, it was crazy.
I bet there ain't no party like a Backstreet Boys party, I'll tell you that.
It's something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. All right, Ellen. Thanks for
that. How did it end? Did you move or did he?
I think they did.
They all moved.
Ended up moving from there, but I think they left first.
Yeah.
Yep. I bet they moved into a smaller place.
Yeah, right.
1-800-520-1067 is the number.
Because their careers didn't go so well.
Right.
That was the point.
We'll talk to you next.
And we are taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067 to find out what it's like for you if you live next door to or near a celebrity. How does that impact your life? Ralph was telling us a story about the poor suckers that were waking up today realizing Miley Cyrus just moved into their neighborhood. Where was that, Ralph?
Hidden Hills.
Yeah, you don't want that. Yeah. You don't want that at all.
That's not cheap either, by the way. You buy a house there, you expect a certain amount of privacy.
But you get it from two sides. You get it from paparazzi and from the celebrity, whoever that might be.
Depending on the celebrity, yep. Let's go to Jessica up first this time. She's in Los Angeles, and she joins us on line four.
Hi, Jessica.
Hey, guys.
Thanks so much for holding on. What celebrity did you live next to?
A certain New Kid on the Block. Let's just put it that way.
New Kid. Wow, we had a Backstreet Boys call already, and now we've got a New Kid on the Block call.
Is it Joey?
No.
Donnie?
Possibly.
John.
No, possibly.
Jordan.
Possibly Donnie. Possibly Donnie. We got
definitely
possible.
Not Danny. No one cares about Danny, which is sad.
Oh. How does Allie know the names of all of the New Kids?
I was reading them.
Nope.
All right, so, tell us about possibly Donnie.
Okay, so possibly Donnie. We have had the opposite experience. It has been nothing but fun and cool. No paparazzi, none of that. It's a very private building, and we're literally next door to him, and if there's always a party, there's always action, to the point where once he started trusting his neighbors, he would just include them. And he's fantastic.
So free parties and all is good.
All is good. Very good. To where the dog's running around the lobby and people are hanging out and he's screaming at 2 o'clock in the morning when he gets home from LA and nobody seems to mind because he's, other than being a little party boy, he's very respectful. But we do occasionally have like a parking garage full of gigantic SUVs and blocking us in. So there is that.
What do you bet Donnie right now is trying to get out of his lease and move away from you?
No, it's okay. He's actually somewhere here in LA, so that's fine.
Okay, take it easy.
But you have to put up with Jenny McCarthy though too, don't you?
No, well, not necessarily.
What?
They have another residence with where they are.
Oh, I see.
I wish I could tell you, but he's fantastic too.
A lot of secrets.
Okay.
A lot of New Kid secrets right here.
Huh. You kept it pretty tight. Thank you, Jessica. Appreciate the call.
All right, let's go to Megan, Newport Beach. Megan is going to name a celebrity that I had forgotten about, but might be the worst person in the world to live next door to. Hey, Megan.
Hello. My family used to live next to Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman. You're right, Dean. How long has it been since we thought about him?
And since he went to North Korea. So what was that like? Talk about Party Central, right?
Yeah, it was, so it's Newport Beach, and it's, like, on the beach, so parking is already a nightmare.
Right.
And there were a lot of people all the time at his house, and cops at 4 o'clock in the morning shutting down the parties, finally, and it was just a complete mess all the time,
and it was miserable. and loud, loud parties, I'm guessing, right? Not book parties.
Yeah, no, not
who's
just like,
who? Wait. Who
one
puts
of the, you know, one of those book parties?
Who thinks a book party? Who does?
Well, you know,
how does that
I'm
come
just,
to your head?
Because I was thinking,
how
put the
do
opposite
book and
of a,
party go together in the
because,
same sentence?
Because there are reading clubs that get together and discuss a book. That's a quiet party. I'm saying Dennis
so
Rodman.
So you're clarifying
isn't
that Dennis Rodman was not having a book party.
Yes, I
okay.
am.
Okay, all right,
Megan. I appreciate the call,
Dennis
my dear.
Correct.
I don't think so. Either. I don't think he can.
Is he having a cotton ball party?
Megan is awesome. Let's see how Violet is on line six, please. Los Angeles.
Did you have a throw pillow party?
Hi.
Hey, Violet. Hi, Violet.
I used to live next to Celebrity and a Half.
Celebrity
I also lived down the street from Common.
Oh.
Nice. And he would go running, but I casually knew him. So every opportunity I have, I'd be like, hey. His real name is Rosh.
Sure.
Be, hey, Rosh. Or it's actually his real fake name.
All right, take it easy.
And then I would just manhandle him.
But correct me if I'm wrong.
Did
he not glisten when he sweat?
He did. Yeah,
see? He did.
And then he would take off his shirt. He's like, hey.
Those were good times.
Hey, Raj. Hey.
You said a celebrity and a half. Is Common the celebrity a half? Or
the
what?
Half. No,
was
the
he
half
so big was, that he was one and a half?
No, it wasn't Prince.
Oh.
So the person that lived across from me, the half person, it was George Clooney's buddy.
George Clooney's buddy?
Yeah, so George would
come in his Bentley with all his other buddies, and they would continuously block my driveway because he lives right across the way.
He can do whatever he wants, Violet. He's George Clooney.
Did you yell at George Clooney? Did you say, move your car?
No, well, they would all come out, like, when his buddy came from across the way, it was his hair guy. They would all roll out of the car of the Bentley like a clown car. There was like,
seven people.
Guys.
How's that possible?
Exactly. And so eventually, you know, I would try different tactics because they would block my driveway right when I needed to leave. And I was in a duplex, so the person below me would also complain. So, you know, we'd yell out the window, ain't nobody got time for that. Get your car up. Like, we would try different tactics. We would go black voice. We would, like, scream like white people. Like,
Ralph, what are you going to do about Violet yelling at George Clooney?
Wow.
We would totally harass him. But, he was always apologetic. He was actually very sweet. But
you would do voices to try and convince him to move his car.
Yeah, because it was...
It sounds racist.
It was totally racist. We
I would like
so
to talk to people who live next door to Violet. Those are the stories I would like to hear, actually.
We'd be too embarrassed.
Shut up, Violet.
you're the nightmare, Violet. It's not them.
I was a nightmare. They were to live next door.
Rob's got the Showbiz Beat coming up. And 20 minutes from right now, you can win your tickets for the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roastie Fiesta 2015. It's happening a week from tomorrow at Irvine Meadows Amphitheater. We've got tickets for you all day long today at K-Rock. Details at krock.com.
Is there an app that will block all Kardashian news?
If you asked me that a week ago, Kevin, I would have had to say no. I'm sorry. That hasn't been invented yet, but now it has, and it's called Card Block, and that's with a K, K-A-R-D-B-L-O-C-K. And the man behind it is James Shamsie. He joins us on the phone on K-Rock right now. Hey, James, how are you?
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for having me on the show. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
It's our pleasure. You are only 21 years old. Is that right?
Yeah.
And you just moved here from the UK how long ago?
About 8-9 months ago now.
How are you enjoying it?
Palm trees and sun every morning. There's no beating it, trust me. It's great.
Yeah.
It's no England, right?
Yeah.
How long?
In the best way.
How did you first come across the idea to block the Kardashians?
Yeah, so I was just seeing, like, on my newsfeed, constant streams of, like, how Kendall Jenner, like, uploads the photo and then takes it down and stuff like that. And I was noticing the real news, as I'd say it, which is, like, news that really affects people and important things going on. We're just getting, you know, crushed down by these other stories. And so we wanted a way to kind of change that and card box that.
And you're so right about that, James. It must remind you a little bit of some of the coverage you endured about the royal family back home. There are so many people in this Kardashian-Jenner clan, and it does seem like every move they make, every meal they have, every appearance they do, for some reason people cover. What do you think that's all about? How can you explain that?
Yeah, I mean, I get why people enjoy it. I mean, my dad's one of those people that really keeps up with the Kardashians.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, for me, it's understandable. I see how they enjoy it. I mean, if it's escapism or it's just, like, interesting fantasy or, I don't know, whatever. But for me, the deeper issue is, like, for people like me who signed up to subscribe on Facebook to, like, Huffington Post page or Elite Daily's page, I didn't sign up for a constant stream of that. I started following for more substantial news. And so that's what we're looking to change. And we're not just going to do this for the Kardashians.
That was our next question is just...
Yeah, our bigger picture is it's going to hopefully be a lot bigger, and we're going to replace all advertising. So how Adblock takes away all the ads? We don't want to just take them away. We want to replace them with widgets of real news or donation links to charities. So with the Kardashians, we're going to replace all the content with links to donate to Nepal. And so we're really trying to take it a step further. And then obviously you can customize the celebrities as well.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You can customize the celebrities. So anybody that annoys you, you could put a block on.
Now, the Kardashian app, are we able to block Kylie news as well, Kendall news, or is it just
good
Kardashian?
It's going to be all the Kardashians. We're trying to do it so we can keep anything related to the Armenian genocide and Bruce Jenner as well. All the news that we feel is actually helpful to keep on streaming. We're not the best developers in the world, though, so if anyone out there is listening and wants to help, that would be great.
You know how to sell your product.
Yeah.
Well, it's in beta right now. It's in beta right now, and it's going to be free, right?
Yeah, so we're not going to charge at all for it. And a friend was suggesting, you know, set up a donation page, but we're going to do that. But instead of just taking the money, we're just going to donate it straight to a charity that we haven't really vetted anyone yet, but we're going to choose a charity that's going to donate the money to Nepal.
That's great. You sound like a very thoughtful young man. And is this your background as a web developer?
No, so my background is actually viral marketing, and so I just quit my job to go full-time with an agency that I launched called Chameleon.la, which is just social media management and growth hacking. And so I thought, you know, I can do the marketing for this, I can get it heard, I just need people to try it out, get more developers to come on and test it, and help make it. And so, yeah, just took that opportunity.
Boy, what a bright young man you are for 21 years old. So you mentioned this Chameleon.la. And you're trying to make the internet a better place, is what you say. And you do you have a lot of experience in viral marketing? Because obviously you announced this card block, and it went around the world. I mean, this has been one of the biggest stories of the whole week. So you know what you're doing. You have a history of doing stuff like this?
Yeah, I mean, I was also the guy that put my resume on Tinder. I also done, like, PR stunts, brands. I mean, for instance, did you hear about the guys that hid 200 flashlights with $10,000 and created, like, a big Easter egg hunt?
I don't know that I
know.
I don't know. That doesn't sound familiar immediately to me.
I think, man.
Wait, let me back up. That was awesome.
No, that was the best thing I ever saw, James. That was you. You're kidding me.
It was good fun, yeah. So my background is viral marketing and just getting stuff out there for as cheaply as possible, really.
Gotcha. All right, so we go to cardblock.com, and again, that's with a K. And you're talking about developing an app for our phone and also some sort of like a extension on our browser on our desktop as well, right?
Yeah, so the first release will actually be as a Google Chrome extension. And for the other versions of it, we're going to need a lot more help. If you guys know anyone that can help out, if anyone's listening that can help out, that'd be great if you can get in touch.
Okay, yeah. Like we said, you can go to cardblock.com for more information or to get in contact with James if you want to be part of this. I love the fact that it's customizable, too, because everybody has celebrities or news stories that show up in their feed that they can't wait to avoid. So, I mean, I think this is something that could be enormously useful for a lot of people, James.
Yeah, I hope so.
I hope you and whoever your new company is will have success making it. It's strange to me that you're asking for volunteers.
Yeah, we need that help. I mean, we can't pay anyone, but, you know, hopefully you'll save a few lives by putting those donation links in.
See? There you go. All right, James Shamsie, creator of Cardblock, Chameleon.la. Thanks so much for joining us. We enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you so much. Likewise.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54.
Got Weenie Rose tickets for you and a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup coming up just after 9. Ralph is here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Friday.
Speaking of tickets, still tickets available for tonight's Hollywood Babylon at the Improv on Melrose. Me and Kevin Smith take the stage, get severely, severely inebriated, and then proceed to mock our industry betters. People who are better looking, more famous, and richer than we are. It's cathartic for us, and sometimes amusing for you. Go to improv.com to get your tickets. We'd love to see you tonight at 10 p.m.
Ralph, is
no,
it necessary?
No, and no.
Is it necessary that the audience members be drunk as well?
It doesn't hurt.
Okay, it doesn't hurt. All right.
It's nice if we're all in the same bag.
I like it.
So to speak. Speaking of bags, Kim Kardashian. Her book tour was trashed and crashed by anti-fur protesters at New York City at the Barnes & Nobles yesterday. I don't know if you saw the video or not, but line wrapped around the block to get Kim to sign her new book, Selfish, a hardback coffee table book of selfies, 428 pages of that. And some very dedicated anti-fur protesters stood in line that whole time to get to the front of the line to start shouting things at her like, "You're the most disgusting human being on the planet." And talk about how animals are skinned alive for her fantasy, because she does wear fur, apparently, in some of the photos in the book. And they were dragged away by security. And then another couple would come up, and they'd start screaming. And eventually, there was a whole pack of them. They had signs and everything. Looked like Kim Kardashian was very uncomfortable, which made me very
uncomfortable, but almost robotic. Just,
yeah.
Well, when have you ever seen her not?
Is that every day for her? Does she run into that kind of
hate? She's dead inside. Openly said she intentionally tries to never smile because she doesn't want the creases in her face.
Yeah. She's dead inside.
Where's that card block guy? Get him back
Where
on.
Where is he? He needs help, Ralph.
I know. We're going to make this a reality. Having an idea and having a product apparently are two different things, but I like his initiative. He's a good man. Nice guy.
I am of two minds on this this Kardashian fur story, Ralph. A, there's no reason on God's green earth to wear real fur anymore. I believe that strongly. I do think it is cruel and outdated, and there's no reason to ever
How
do it
am I going to show my dominance over a chinchilla if I don't wear its skin?
That's a good point.
Thank you, Kevin.
That's a good point.
Mataclan, thank you.
But the other half of it is I also think these people are kind of dicks for disrupting an event that doesn't have anything to do with them, too.
But it's a so Kim Kardashian event.
Right.
So doesn't have anything to do with them. How dickish can they be?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's uncomfortable, but I guess that's the point, is they get a lot of attention for their cause by crashing something that's going to make the news, I guess.
Yeah. Meanwhile, her half-sister Kylie Jenner is still in a relationship with Tyga. Tyga, the 25-year-old rapper, has gone public with their relationship. And some people are slamming it, saying, well, she's 17, and you're 25, and you have a child with another woman that you walked away from for this teenager. And he said, she's more mature than most adults. Well, I can tell by her constant selfies of her pursing her newly injected lips.
How
that
dare
she's
you?
Got
Those
a
are
lot
natural.
Going on.
Those are, she doesn't
no,
do
she's
anything.
She's finally
to it.
Confessed oh. that they are, in fact, plumped. Like ballpark Franks. And he also says she's a millionaire with her own company, she has her own house.
Okay. So that's why it's legal to have sex with a child?
Apparently, yes.
If the
child is rich
saying?
Enough, you can have sex with it.
Sounds like a child molester.
Well, technically.
Yeah, it's a little creepy.
Insiders are saying there are chances of him being prosecuted for statutory rape are slim unless someone complains. And that hasn't happened yet because Kylie Jenner has no parents. She was raised by wolves.
That's true.
Would you let your 17-year-old date a 25-year-old rapper ever in the history of the world ever?
Yeah.
Well, not you, sir, but someone else. I'm looking at the guy who has
I can't imagine.
Daughters, like Kevin.
I can't imagine.
Never!
But then 17-year-olds don't care what their parents say either.
But
so
there's but you can control things. You know what you can do? Not give them the money to buy a house.
Yeah.
In Calabasas.
Well, she runs. She starts her own company.
Oh, I forgot. She
it.
Does have her own successful
uh-huh. She's
company.
She's a millionaire.
I think
Ralph.
She invented the Fleshlight, didn't she? Oh. What company is she running?
It's a one where she has millions of dollars,
Kylie
Ralph.
Incorporated?
Yeah.
Is that a lemonade stand out there in Calabasas?
I don't know.
$1,000 per glass?
I don't know where
what
they get
company?
Their money. I don't know. I can't answer that. I'm not Tyga. Close, but not.
You are. You're Tyga-esque.
Thank
you.
I'm going to get a copyright. Oh.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
And yesterday we found some good news and bad news.
Behind the scenes, we are some not allowed TV to play shows. That legally anymore, so Bean just slowed it down so it doesn't sound like who it is.
I don't even know who it is or who you're talking about.
No, I don't either.
I don't either. I have no idea what Kevin's referring to.
I don't know.
When the lawyers call, I'm pointing them right in your direction.
I don't have any idea.
ABC pulled the plug on two new series forever. The drama is no longer, and its comedy, Cristela, also gone by the wayside. But they picked up three new comedies. So they lose two, they get one. That's a gain, as we say in the stock market.
Do you say that in the
I
stock market?
I say it
market?
All the time when I'm down there on the floor. Hmm. The Muppets are coming back with a TV show on ABC.
Now, what's your level of interest in that, Ralph?
Pretty strong. I'm a big Muppet fan.
Okay.
And I know one of the cats involved. A guy named Bob Cashel, a good friend of mine, is one of the writers on that show. So I know he's a funny guy. So I think that I got high hopes.
Well, I mean, those Muppet movies that have been coming out recently have done well. I think they've kind of brought them back to a new audience a little bit, right?
Yeah. And Ken Jeong's got a new series called Dr. Ken on ABC.
Love Dr. Ken Jeong.
I love that.
He's the best.
Also happy to announce that Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been renewed for another season, as has a little show I like to call Agent Carter.
Yay!
Congratulations to all those cats and kittens over there who put that show together. They're good people.
Well, that means we're one step closer to a Radio Boy spinoff from Agent Carter.
It's going
to
happen. The Adventures of Announcer Man and his sidekick, Radio Boy.
Yeah, I like it.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Alex Van Halen. He's the drummer for a little band.
Hold on, can we guess?
Yeah, sure. You want to try?
Scorpions?
No, close. Van Halen.
Oh,
he is
God,
62
so close.
Years old today.
Should have known that.
Enrique Iglesias is 40 years old. Stephen Amell. Oh, so good on Arrow. Soon to be Ra's al Ghul, if things keep going the way they are.
I don't know.
He's getting married to Nyssa al Ghul.
Did you see the promo for this next week?
Yeah.
Yeah, when Jibber Jabber
it's
does
that
thing.
It's all going down.
Don't try to poo-poo on Schmibble? Our wonderfulness. Diggle. His name
Diggle.
Is Diggle.
Diggle.
Can't
it
wait.
Looks like Ollie comes back and says,
yes,
my name
does.
Is Oliver Queen.
Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah.
And it's on.
Yep.
With the League of Assassins.
It's Ra's
so
versus Ollie back in Starling City.
Yeah.
Shut up, Ollie.
Okay. Hope Ray Palmer shows up in the Adam suit. You know, right? You with me? Stephen Amell's 34 years old today. And Dodgers first baseman Adrian Gonzalez is 33 years old. Los Angeles Dodgers! Poor Vin.
Why poor Vin?
Because he's just, you know.
Why poor Vin? He's doing what he loves. He's got a first-place team.
Yeah, but he's
having the time of his life.
These days he sounds like the old guy in It's a Wonderful Life. The guy wouldn't give a loan to Mr. Bailey or whatever. Hey, coming out next... It's Adrian Gonzalez.
How dare you?
Belly, you get
make
out
of
here.
Scully.
I'll never fund your savings and loan.
However he sounds is how baseball announcers are supposed to sound.
It's a wonderful day for baseball.
I couldn't distance myself further from you right now.
Just saying. It's time for everybody to...
Ralph.
So once in a while, look in the mirror and say, you know what? It's been a good career. Good luck, everybody. You just give them that little... blackjack dealer send-off and just
jazz
move
hands.
On down the road. Just move on down the road. That's all I'm saying.
You're a horrible man.
What's he do, like an inning and a half now?
I think he does three. I think he does three
does
innings.
Does he do three whole innings, does he really?
I think so. He's 87 what? Years old.
Who are we
or
kidding?
Well,
who are we kidding? That's what I'm asking you.
What?
When do we all wake up collectively and say, all right.
We woke up and we said we're grateful for however much time Vin has behind the microphone. We love it and we can't wait to hear him again.
Two balls in one strike for you, Bailey.
You don't know, man, because you weren't there.
If you don't find that money, you're all in trouble.
Ralph at krock.com.
Merry Christmas, you old savings alone! Adrian Gonzalez now coming up to bat.
Now he's Norm MacDonald. That's nice. Oh,
so
bad. don't confuse us. We love Vin Scully. And we hope he lives forever. Am I right, guys?
He will.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. In my heart.
Hey, that's the voice of Dave, the King of Mexico, our producer, who's here for the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. Hit it, Steve.
Internet Roundup. Better turn your sound up. Internet Roundup on krock.com. Internet Roundup. Better turn your sound up.
Right.
Internet Roundup on kevinandbean.com.
We got all the best viral videos of the week and put them in one handy location at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. Dave puts them together. This first one is a video that must be seen, especially if you still feel like you were burned by the $100 you put down on the fight last weekend. You could have saved all that money by watching Mayweather versus Pacquiao on Punch-Out. Now, Dave, did you play this game, the classic NES game, Punch-Out?
Yeah.
There's not much in the audio here, but it's hilarious to see the graphics of what used to be on video games.
Yeah.
And it's basically just Floyd Mayweather just with his gloves up for 12 rounds while Manny Pacquiao hits him, and then the fight is over. I mean, that's the extent of the whole fight. That's pretty accurate. Here's what it sounds like. The old sound effects.
Oh, the sound effects are the best.
And the videos of those old games are hilarious now in the 21st
yeah,
century.
The best
they?
Part about this was made before the fight. So this was a prediction.
Oh,
so sweet. It was exactly spot on.
Exactly spot on. Wow, I didn't even realize that. That's amazing. Yeah. Here's a story. We don't do this very often in the roundup, but this one is ripped right from the news. This is a guy who walked outside and was with his little chihuahua, and there was a bear in his yard. And instead of panicking and running, he went up to the bear and punched it in the face to save his dog. And just an old guy. And here he is talking about it on the news.
And this is for you remixers. Get on it.
300-pound bear is nothing to mess with because they are fast and powerful. It was lucky for Moore that he sucker-punched the bear as it was turning.
It was hoof.
Get away.
I ain't letting no bear eat my puppies. That ain't going to happen.
It helped that the 73-year-old Moore does up to 500 reps most every day with his exercise grips.
That is the best newscaster ever.
I like that he's 73 years old and he punches a bear in the face and wins.
He says, look at this fist. It's dropped a lot of people. What the hell is going on?
But it's a chihuahua. We could let those go, right?
No, Dave.
That's a snack for a bear.
Yeah.
Our friend Weird Al was just here with us in the studio yesterday talking about his mandatory fun tour coming to the Greek Theater in September if you want to get tickets for that. He put up a video that's very funny of him getting his Grammy in the mail that he won for that album. Like, how many people would think to do this? But you see him opening the Grammy and describing how it works as he does it.
Grammys would come in two separate pieces and you'd have to screw them together yourself. But no more. Neris has realized that Grammy winners can't be bothered with screwing things together. Come on, those are valuable seconds. Now you can put it up on your mantle for all to enjoy, or just, throw it on the pile with all the other ones. Ah, there we go. All right.
It's Weird Al's collection of Grammys. Very funny video. What city is this Fox 2 morning show in, Dave? I don't think I heard.
It's not here. Yeah, no, it's somewhere in the Midwest.
This is a newscaster who says something innocently that, upon retrospect, maybe she could have chosen her words differently.
It's Wednesday, right?
I think so.
Hump day.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Hopefully we'll have a dry hump day.
It's not real... Oh.
Yeah. Dry hump day, everybody. SNL had a lot of fun a couple of weeks. I guess maybe it was just last Saturday. Scarlett Johansson was the host. And, of course, they had to do a Black Widow movie parody. They're talking about how if Black Widow from the Avengers were in a romantic comedy instead. And it was actually pretty funny.
The only thing missing in Black Widow's life.
Such a klutz.
Was love.
Hey, I'm Ultron.
Black Widow.
You want to grab a coffee?
I don't really have time to date any guys now.
What about robots?
Venus activated.
It's very difficult to date Ultra the robot, it turns out. We learned from that movie.
Take notes, Joss Whedon. Jerk.
Yeah, that's our point. What just happened?
I don't know what just happened.
Oh, my God. Never mind.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was a guest on James Corden's late night show. And as we have seen Mr. Corden do with other guests in the past, he gets Arnold to act out all of his films in 6 minutes with the costumes and classic lines from the movies. And it turned out pretty well.
Milk is for babies. When you get older, you drink beer. I'll be back. Get to the chopper. My nipples are so sensitive.
What movie is that from, by the way? Kevin, you've seen all the movies.
What's the one where he's pregnant?
I don't remember that one. I'm happy to say.
Junior?
Okay.
Junior.
Junior is the film. Wow.
Thanks,
good
Chip.
Good pull.
You're a bad person for knowing that.
Yeah. Speaking of movies, congratulations to our friends at Honest Trailers who do such a great job. They just posted their 100th video, and it's great, too, because they took on maybe one of the worst movies of the year, 50 Shades of Grey.
Meet Bella Swan. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, you know what? Screw it. Meet Bella Swan, a cutesy, nondescript virgin who's so sweet, she doesn't even know what a butt plug is.
What are butt plugs?
It's a plug for your butt.
The whole thing is great. Definitely check that out. Jonathan is the hairdresser on the Game of Thrones recaps. I don't even watch Game of Thrones, but I love seeing his recaps of how he talks about all the action on the previous week's HBO show. And this is a recap of the episode called The Sons of the Barbie. Was that the real name of the episode?
No, Sons of the Harpies.
But he changes it. He's very funny with the way he recaps the show.
But then evil Stevie Nicks walks in and she tries to cast her power over Jon Snow,
but she did it wrong because everybody knows, and when a guy's your vagina, he's not listening.
But when you say vagina, it doesn't gross me out anymore.
Vagina?
You can say it out loud.
Vagina.
Let's scream it from the rooftop.
Vagina!
Vagina, girl!
As you can see, there's a lot of stuff going on in those recaps besides Game of Thrones. And that's actress Missy Pyle in the chair getting her hair cut that time. And finally, on this edition of the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup, we were just talking about it in the Showbiz Beat a minute ago. Ralph was talking about Kim Kardashian doing an in-store for her selfish book signing and those animal activists that crashed it. I know it's uncomfortable to hear us talk about it. It's even more uncomfortable when you hear the video of what they were screaming at her 1 foot from her face.
I just want to say, you're the most disgusting human being on this planet.
Stay here.
Shame on you for supporting the fur industry.
Can you make it out to all the animals
that have been tortured.
Thanks for coming, sir.
And killed
Thank
for you to wear a fur coat.
Kim, do you know how many animals are tortured and killed for your jackets? Do you know how many animals are skinned alive and anally electrocuted?
Whoa! Right? Whoa! It got it pretty intense there. And like you said, Kevin, she's just roboting it, man.
Yeah, she's powering through, and they keep coming.
There's no response.
It's not like they all go at once, and then they're all gone. But they wait a couple of people, and then another one. Bam.
Yeah, this is well, see, this is well organized.
Yes, it was.
This is why you don't interact with the public. I think that's the lesson, Kim. Right. Anyway, you can see all these videos and so much more at KREC.com or KevinandBean.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
The Internet Roundup on KevinandBean.com.
Even with the NBA playoffs going on and the NHL playoffs going on and the baseball season happening, the NFL is still getting most of the headlines these days in the sports world. And no more so than yesterday when everybody was talking about this Wells report about Deflategate with the New England Patriots. They're the cheating cheaters who cheat, right, Allie? That's the team we're talking about here, the Patriots?
I can answer that. Yes, they are.
They're the team that doesn't have a bunch of people that should be in jail as well on their team, like the Seahawks.
So they cheat, and then the report came out and said, yeah, Tom Brady definitely, almost probably, certainly, definitely knew about the deflated footballs. And he was on stage last night with sportscaster Jim Gray. This exchange went down.
I don't have really any reaction, Jim. Our owner commented on it yesterday, and it's only been 30 hours, so I haven't had much time to digest it fully, but when I do, I'll be sure to let you know how I feel about it.
Are you that
straight? Boom. So Tom apparently is too, as he even pointed out, he's been a lot more successful in athletics than he has in academics. So he's too slow to read the report, but I'll tell you one guy I know who won't hold back his opinion because he's always been very generous with his time with us on the Kevin and Bean Show is the coach of the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick, who joins us on K-Rock right now. Hi, Coach.
Hey.
How are you, sir? Great to talk to you. Thank you for coming on. A lot of people would stay away from the press this week, but I appreciate that you'll come on and speak with us.
Okay.
Now, the owner has been cleared. Is that true? The owner of your team?
Sure.
And your team and you as a coach have been cleared. This is all being put on Tom Brady.
Okay.
Was it? Well, it's more of a question, but okay.
Your thoughts about Tom Brady probably knowing about the illegal deflation of the footballs going on in the AFC Championship game, Bill?
More than likely.
Right. That's more than likely he did know about it.
Less
yes.
than for sure.
Yeah.
Well, the opinion of the report was that he probably knew about it.
Probably, yeah.
I think
Do
it was
you
more
think
probable
he knew about
than not.
It? Do you think he knew about it?
Maybe.
Maybe you think he knew about it, or he maybe knew about it?
More maybe than not.
Maybe than not.
Or so, more not than yes.
Okay.
Some not.
How much not?
Some of it not.
What percentage not?
Some yes. A little bit of not.
Okay. So like 20%?
Same amount of not as yes.
So 50-50?
And, well, but then also some maybe.
Oh, you got to put some maybe. How much maybe?
Yeah, a dash.
Well, I don't
so,
know.
Would it be fair to say 40?
A pinch
40?
Of yes.
A pinch.
A so, sous-son of no.
This is a complicated stew you're built.
A, I don't know, fistful of maybe.
Mm. Okay.
And then, I don't know, like a sock of who gives an F.
What do you think the penalty will be, if there is one, on your quarterback? And how concerned are you as to how that will affect the upcoming season?
I believe... That's for the commissioner to decide.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't begin to guess, but I'm assuming they really want to penalize him. They'll,
They'll what?
Make him hang out with his wife.
He seems to be
hanging out with his wife. He seems to. He's got a great family life.
He's a bitch.
What are you talking about?
Ugh. Right? You with me?
She's so pretty and she's so rich. What's not to like?
Yeah. Smells.
Are we talking about
happening?
Giselle Bundchen? The same?
Yeah, it smells like vinegar.
What's happening here,
Bill? I don't
know.
Ask her.
No, we're not going to.
It smells like coleslaw.
I doubt that very seriously.
It's got a cabbagey thing going on.
Come on.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening.
You're making it up.
It must be Brazilian.
Hmm. What does that mean?
More doubtful than not.
Okay. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39.
Minutes away from singing that song. That
don't
means it's the weekend.
No, minutes away.
Almost. Oh, not quite there. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat.
You make it
beat
happen like this.
That's true.
You are in control. Make it happen like that. First, I'm sure an apology, Ralph. I'm sure we got an apology coming to you for to Vin Scully and all his fans. Right?
I am so sorry that some of you are so stupid.
That doesn't sound like an apology.
Well, obviously,
to be honest,
anyone who knows me or the show knows that I was just trolling the lesser species of Dodger fans, and they showed up as predicted. So God bless them. They're, if nothing else, they're easy to spot. God bless you.
So Vin is awesome, and you hope
he
lives
Vin's
forever.
Vin's a legend. Of course, Vin's a legend, and we hope he lives forever, and he's an icon, and he's a Southern California tradition. Of course. That has to be obvious to everybody, right? Oh, no, wait a minute. Yeah, apparently, it's not obvious to everybody.
I think it is.
It was a little sad how easy it was to push the buttons on some of you. But look, what are you going to do? Once in a while, you gotta thin the herd. You gotta thin the herd. You gotta separate the wheat from the chaff. And this was one of those moments where I was like, "Oh, these people got it," and then these people, you should die. You suck. I hope you ground into sausage. All right, buddy.
Did somebody say they hope you were ground into sausage?
Yes. Yeah. Sure.
All right.
That's good.
Wow. Yeah, I like it.
I liked everything you did always. Not today. I hate you. You're the worst person ever.
This is why you fail.
That's right. Mini Yoda is a lesson you all can learn from. Let's take a look at the show business news. ABC has announced that they are letting go of two of their newer series, The Drama Forever. It turns out to be incorrectly titled. It's gone by the wayside. Cristela also has been canceled. However, some good things are happening. Ken Jeong's getting a new series called Dr. Ken, which is appropriately enough. The Muppets are coming back to television as well with what's being described as, by ABC as a more adult version of the classic Muppet Show, which should be good news. And two of my favorite shows, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been renewed for another season, as has Agent Carter, the return of Haley Atwell and company for that show as well. So, very exciting.
By the way, it's time to get a new producer here on the Kevin and Bean Show, right? Don't you guys agree? It's time to move Dave out.
Sure.
Get somebody else in who can get us Haley Atwell on the show.
Yeah.
Right? That was unacceptable.
It'd be nice to have her on.
Yeah. Agent Carter's on for a whole year. No Haley Atwell on the Kevin and Bean Show. Makes me feel like we don't have the right producer.
However, that being said, she was in like every scene of that show and was working like 14-hour days. It was a crazy schedule. Let me see what I can do. I know some people.
Sweet. Okay.
Let me put in a word or two over there and see what happens.
Otherwise, Dave's out, though, right?
I'd like to get that Chad Michael Murray, too. He's a good actor.
Are you positive they'll take your call after the Vin Scully thing?
And he's pretty dreamy. Well, hell yeah, it was a Brit, so we're fine. Yeah. As long as I don't insult cricket or something, I think I'll be fine with her. So, we'll wait and see. Is that Chad Michael Murray? Right?
Yeah.
You with me?
Yeah. Good stuff.
Man.
Does he make your butt hungry?
He's a dreamboat. Speaking of hungry butts, Sam Smith is in trouble. He needs surgery on his vocal cords right away, say his doctors. So he's canceled all TV appearances and concerts that are coming up. Sam tweeted yesterday that the operation is booked for the next week, but then he should be able to sing after 6 to 8 weeks of recuperation. First 3 weeks, he's not allowed to make any sounds whatsoever, so you won't be seeing him on the Billboard Music Awards on May the 17th. Or in any of his upcoming dates, but a couple months from now, all should be well. If you're a fan of that guy, good singer.
Have you heard what he sounded like lately, though, Ralph, before the surgery? Because it was...
No, does he sound different than what we are used to?
I mean, he needs help, clearly, right? That can't be what he's going for.
Speaking of the Billboard Music
Awards, last live show,
Taylor Swift will be premiering her new music video for her next single, Bad Blood, on that very same show.
Ralph Garman, I can't tell you how much time was spent discussing that video off the air with my man Bean.
Now you know why I run out of the studio.
All day long he was talking about that goddamn video. I don't even know what song it is. I don't care. I just know Bean talks about it too much.
And in the video, apparently she plays a character known as Catastrophe.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's a very stylized sort of Sin City looking kind of thing.
Yeah, it looks like a little movie with a lot of stars in it. Haley from Paramore is in the video, and Lily Aldridge, the Victoria's Secret model. Zendaya. Looks like it's going to be quite a production. Just looking forward to it.
Yeah. Sorry I brought it up.
You know how that went.
I don't know what I was thinking. I apologize. And, sad news for fans of the Rachel Bilson series Heart of Dixie. That has been canceled after 4 seasons. The president of the Heart of Dixie fan club said, "That show was still on?"
But, was this in the news?
Yes, Allie?
They did on their final show.
We don't
really
care. Honestly, we don't care.
A big
I'm
number.
I'm telling
like
you right now, no one cares.
They knew it was
Ralph brings it up to be funny so he can do the joke about the fan.
It's a real cute show.
Heart of Dixie.
I need to quit.
Why is this my life? Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? We
say
we
good idea.
Wrap, let's do tie
that.
A bow around this one.
Let's do
good
that.
Idea. Head towards the weekend.
We're a little crunchy.
We'll get a nice palate cleanser over the weekend. Come back with a fresh taste in our mouth on Monday. What do you say?
Right.
All right. Today's celebrity birthdays. Dodgers baseman, first baseman Adrian Gonzalez is 33 years old today. He is an excellent first baseman.
That's what I hear.
And he is not as good as Vin Scully is as a broadcaster, however.
Well, who is?
No one.
Right.
Hall of Fame broadcaster Vin Scully. Maybe one of the best in sports history.
As you've always said.
Have always said. Except for 30 seconds an hour ago. And that was the beginning of the end. Stephen Amell, 34 years old today. Love him on The Arrow. Boy, is that a good damn show.
It's a good show.
I can't wait for the finale. Enrique Iglesias is 40 years old today. And drummer Alex Van Halen, or AVH, as he's known.
Has he known that?
Around
that way?
My house.
AVH?
AVH. He is 62 years old today. Is he the older brother to Eddie?
I don't know.
Don't know. Is he the older of the two?
I bet he is. He looks older, that's for sure. But I don't know for sure.
I'm with the girl. Who cares?
Just saying, 62, that's quite an age to still be rocking.
It is.
And he is. God bless him.
All right.
All right to you, then. I'm Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Monday morning, we're going to start giving away tickets in the pit.
Oh, God.
And backstage passes for the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta. We'll see you then.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
It's okay for you to leave now.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I will go till you tell me to stop.
Roll another one.
You know what? I'm not here to judge.
Just like the other one.
Is that it?
This one seems to be about to quit.
Hell.
And I need another.
And I read that and I was all, huh? And then I was like, ah.
And then she goes, what?
And then I go, ah. He was like, what? And I'm all, no.
Roll another one.
Oh, please, God, can it come fast?
Just like the other one.
That's not brown rice.
This one seems to be about.
I'm going to kill your mother.
I don't have another sin.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazin.
How can that?
Let's pass it around.
This is not my kind of comedy.
Huh, this is Weird Al Yankovic.
Well, can't we talk about
no,
it?
No, no, no. It's just going to keep sucking worse and worse. No, no. It's been fun. You're awesome. But we're done.
Now he's the hour.
must say goodbye.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Okay, so I guess that just happened.
Fridays are for suckers.